Oh, now it's playing an ad. Fuck you, goddamn Twitch.
Welcome, everybody, to YouTube versus Breakman. No, it's Heartbeat Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Frosty One himself is under the weather today, so he will not be joining us today. Gentlemen, it's been a week. How are you guys?
I don't have a beef with YouTube. It's Twitch. Fuck you, Twitch.
Oh, Twitch. Instead, it's Twitch that's giving them a hard time. Yeah, we're live on Twitch, Ustream, YouTube, you know, all the above. And you can also catch us on iTunes and all the, you know, available stuff out there.
I'm just going back to YouTube. YouTube's nice to me.
Yeah, YouTube's nice.
Screw Twitch.
I like the Twitch chat, too. I don't know. I'm still working on chat, but I should have that figured out by next week. Breakman, how was your week, man?
Oh, it was good until Twitch.
It's good until you got on the show. All right. Eric, how was your week, man?
It was mostly okay. I mean, I had to work 10-hour week work days for like 4 days of the week. But we did have a company dinner or picnic or something.
Yeah, that's cool. That's
that nice. We do every year, and we had like pulled pork sandwiches from this like mom and pop place that does catering.
Yeah, sounds good, man. That gets me hungry. I think I know what I'm doing right after the show. It's been an interesting week for me, guys. And we'll get to it when we get to Stinko's. This is going to be fun. You guys are going to enjoy this because I'm putting my money where my mouth is to somebody on Twitter who decided to be a tough guy. So you'll find out when we get to that portion of the show. But
you've never called me out on it before.
What's that?
Being a tough guy on Twitter. What did I do?
No, not you, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Some other jackass who I think is a paid fucking troll, and we'll get into all that. But first,
somebody should pay me to be a troll. I'd be awesome at it.
I know, man. Somebody should pay me to do this show is what they do. They should do.
Oh, the name of the catering service is called Whistle Pig Steakhouse or Smokehouse.
Oh, Whistling Pig Steakhouse?
Whistle Pig.
Whistle Pig.
Smokehouse.
Ah. Very
whistle like a pig, boy.
I was gonna say very southern style.
Even though we, yeah, it is southern style. It's even though we're northeast Ohio.
right. All right, we got a ton of news. Let's go through the news really quickly. We're gonna do mostly headlines this week because we got a shit ton of news. And Eric, why don't you get us started?
Okay. From RPG site. We've got a release date for Bad Apple Wars, which is an Otome visual novel by Axis Games, published by Axis Games, made by Idea Factory, and it comes out on Eric Day.
Oh, on October 13th, Eric's birthday. Yeah.
And there's a limited day one edition, which is, I'm surprised there's a day one edition of a visual novel anywhere. Which is be of course is be a exclusive to GameStop.
Yeah.
But it includes a special case and a 48-page art book, which is pretty chunky for an art book.
Yeah, that's not bad. Not bad at all. I know we've discussed extensively.
Also, for whatever reason, I think I'm back on Axis Games auto review code list.
Oh, nice. Because
I'm getting stuff I'm not even asking for.
Well, that's good. Shit. Fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah, Eric. All right, break. Next story, please.
That's because they've learned their lesson.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
What do you mean learn their lesson?
Somebody may or may not have visited them in the night and said, "You better start sending stuff to Eric, or else." No, I'm not saying that that happened.
We're
you know,
not. Whatever. We're not saying anything illegal took place, such as extortion or anything of that
or hand
matter.
Gibbers.
Yeah, exactly. No hand jobs were given out in the process of by which Eric got his swag. So, all right, go ahead, break.
That is a very true statement. Coming to us live from RPG Site, episodic anime action RPG Closers coming to North America and Europe this fall. Ooh, I like the name, Closers. Okay. And Mass Entertainment has announced that Closers, a free-to-play online action RPG for PC developed by Korean developer Natick Games, will be arriving to the West this fall. It follows the exploits of an elite team of psychic teens in the futuristic city of New Seoul, because for some reason, every Asian trope is always a teenage hero, as they balance out everyday obligations of high school life with the daunting task of saving all of civilization from an army of invading interdimensional aliens. That must be deflating to your ego, like once you're an adult in Japan, like because all the anime, like all the heroes are teenagers. It's like, oh, I've missed my chance.
I know, I know. It's over for me. I can no longer be a hero.
I missed my chance. It's not fair.
How dare
As a player, you are an elite agent of Union, an organization dedicated to dealing with the threat of interdimensional aliens spilling through a series of mysterious portals that have appeared throughout New Seoul. You can choose one of five playable members of the Black Lambs team. And let me see here. The heroes are Sia, a reluctant combat genius; Sylvie, a dedicated leader; Yuri, the skilled martial artist who only recently discovered her powers; Mistletine, okay, a prodigious young boy with amazing support skills; and Jay, the grizzled veteran with a troubled past.
Jay's a code name.
Each character is played by Will Smith. Each character's unique personality and combat style will allow players to chart their own path through a complex, branching narrative, upgrading their skills and weapons along the way, and unlocking amazing new powers in a quest to snuff out a gargantuan interdimensional threat.
Yeah,
That was awful.
Freak 5 is listening. I don't think he's any in any of the chats, but he made sure to tweet me that I was gonna pull my pork after the show. Because we were talking about the pig and whistle or whatever.
Oh, well, that's nice of him.
Yeah,
He thinks
super
of you.
nice. Yeah, super nice. I'm always on.
Especially when you're masturbating, apparently.
Yeah, I'm always on Freak Five's mind. It's like that old Willie Nelson song. All right, next story comes to us from RPG site. Fate Extella Link officially revealed adds new servant Saber Charlemagne. Let me get my mic set up here. Marvelous and Type Moon have today officially revealed Fate Extella Link and opened the Japanese official site. As with the previous game, it's an action game with Dynasty Warriors-like gameplay. Kenichiro Sukuda is promising that Link will have both improved graphics and action compared to Umbral Star. And then there's an interview, some screenshots, new Charlemagne. But it does look kind of pretty, unlike the last game that we covered.
No, I think because this one is probably going to be for PS4 and Switch, where the other one was developed also for the Vita.
Yeah. Well,
So
that's
there's a
cool.
higher spec for it now.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yes, I was going to say, definitely pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty.
It's really pretty. All right, Breakman, why
Wait,
don't you...
how come what this one girl has, like, she's wearing two pairs of hose, but one pair of her hose is all the way down below her knee?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but that's still
Did she not see herself in the mirror before she left? You
Also,
know,
it
down like
seems to be a running theme in the Fate series to have a couple of the main character heroes be gender swapped, because King Arthur's female and Joan of Arc, well, she was already female, but I think she was one of the Sabres. But there was also Nero Claudius, who was the fifth emperor of Rome. And now there's Charlemagne.
Yeah, I like it. I like that type of forethought and, you know, imagination.
Next thing you know, they're going to have a Saint Germain be female.
Yeah. Why not? Why not? All right. Let's go with Breakman on the next story.
Coming to us live from RPG Site. Side-scrolling action RPG Dragon, Marked for Death, announced for Switch by Inti Creates.
Inti Creates.
Yeah. There's an update on this. Why don't you put the update right at the beginning of the story? But I'll go ahead and read it. Although the original fact sheet provided for Dragon, Marked for Death listed a 3DS release, it was an error. The game will be exclusive to the Switch.
Meaning it's going to come out for the 3DS next year. I'm guessing that they don't make those accidents on purpose. They do them on purpose. They do those type of slips, quote unquote slips, on purpose. So you can expect this to be on the 3DS. I looked at the video of it. Looks interesting. Go ahead, Breakman.
I'm just going to skip ahead a bit. The game features both local and online multiplayer, where up to four people can team up through 30 quests and with four different character classes. There's an official website. Gee, what a shock.
Yeah.
You can see the staff on the board for the project, many being veterans of the Mega Man Zero series of games.
Yep.
Oh, wait, so, Charlemagne's actually a guy this time.
All right. Well, this.
Do you want me to read that fact sheet that they mentioned?
It's too long, dude. Okay. There's way too much. But it looks interesting. Look at the video on Twitter. We got tons of stuff to get to, so let's get to
this.
The next
game was apparently originally a 3DS game, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's going to come out on the 3DS. I no question. All right, next story, Eric.
I don't know. It's a Switch. They probably moved on. But anyways, this is Pokemon Ultra Moon and Sun, but like we already knew that we were getting we probably guessed that they were getting a dual pack, but now they're getting one, and it's $80, just like I think it was Omega Red and Alpha Sapphire that did this as well. But in addition to just getting both games, you also get 16 art cards and a digital download card that lets you have 200 Pokeballs.
Yeah. All right, that's cool.
That's a lot of Pokeballs, because by the time you run through even just 50 of those, you'll have great balls, and they're better than Pokeballs.
Yes. Dungeon Buster's in the Wicked Radio chat. What's up, Dungeon Buster?
Great balls are always a good one.
Yeah,
they are always better to have.
I like big balls myself. You know, like
bigger, okay, but mine are great.
Also, here's a reminder for the release date. It's November 17th.
Yeah. How about brass balls and steel? Like, which would you choose, brass or steel?
Oh, balls of steel.
Yeah. Wait a minute. This is apparently a different dual pack than the one that's being offered on Amazon. That's where we got confused.
I'm pretty sure I don't want anybody to poke up my balls.
It's called the Veteran Trainers Dual Pack if you're looking for it online.
Yeah.
Poke me balls?
Yeah, poke balls.
And then there's also Ultra Balls and Master Balls.
Oh, Master Balls. Yeah, those are the best.
balls to rule all other balls. Master Balls.
It's the biggest ball of them all, as AC/DC says. You know, the Master Balls. That's cool. Something to get excited about if you're a Pokemon fan. Let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu. Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes, announced for Switch. This was also in that summer Nintendo, you know.
I don't know why it's part of the Indie Showcase along with Dragon Marked for Death, because they both come from publishers that aren't indies.
Yeah. This is Suda 51's deal. You could tell.
I guess they considered it India alike, so they put it in there.
I would like him to do Shadows of the Damned 2 on the Switch. I think that'd be interesting. I'm kind of done with No More Heroes. I don't know. I enjoyed the Wii
one. I need
one,
to play number 2.
Yeah. The Wii version was okay on 1. I didn't play 2, but I'd like to see more Shadows of the Damned, to be honest with you. All right.
Some people, for whatever reason, they replace Travis Touchdown's voice actor with Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, boy.
Because that works so well for Metal Gear Solid 5.
I know.
Because his name is Kiefer Sutherland, yeah. Of course.
Motherfucker's making so much money, man. God damn it. Why
just by being Kiefer
Sutherland.
Too old for
Travis Touchdown.
Why? I could have starred in Lost Boys. Let's make a new Lost Boys. I'll star in the new Lost Boys. Maybe I'll become the next
Kiefer
Sutherland.
No. Lost Boys isn't what made everyone want to hear his voice. 24 is what made everyone want to hear Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, see, he started in
24 Lost... made him, like... Like, he was a star before that, but 24, like, made him, like, a household name.
Yeah, well, you know, that what they need to do is make me a household name. Make me do a Lost Boys remake, and then right after the Lost Boys remake, I'll do a 24 remake of that remake that they just did, and then I should be good to go.
It wasn't a remake. It was supposed to be, like, in the same universe. Just
I think I saw the original 2DS model being sold for $50. Yeah.
Hey, Freak5 is in chat talking about having balls on his chin. Freak5 is in chat. What's up, Freak?
Which chat is everyone in?
They're still in the Wicked Radio chat, but there is a YouTube chat. I'm going to get it all straightened out to where we're just in one chat, but they're all in
I'm leaving Twitch since nobody's in Twitch. Yeah. Stupid Twitch.
I got to figure out, like, what the best one is. Dungeon Buster, I've got to get with you, man. Maybe after today, and you can help me with this chat situation so we can get everything good to go. But anyways, so there you go. Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes, sometime in 2018, so it's nothing burger.
I want to make a sequel and call it Return of the Touchdown.
Yeah, that would be cool. I want this next game, guys. I'm going to read this one. This also comes to us from Gamatsu. Dead Rising 4, Frank's Big Package, coming to PS4 on December 5th. I couldn't have said it.
Does this package come with Master Balls?
It comes with Masterful Balls, is what it comes with. Breakman just decided to join the Wicked chat. What's up, Breakman? I see you in there.
Well, I was lonely. I'm sitting in YouTube. No one's talking to me. Twitch doesn't even work.
I don't know.
Yes, Frank West. Not Frank Branches.
No, this is this. They made this game based on me, man. My big package. That's why they said Frank's big package. Anyways, that's coming out for $49.99. On the PS4. So
it only took a year, but we finally got rid of Microsoft's exclusive deal.
Yep. So now it's on the PS4. So there you go. My big package. I mean, Frank's big package is going to be on the PS4. So there you go. All right. Next story, Eric.
Next story is how Blossom Tales, The Sleeping King, is coming to Nintendo Switch, which I think this is the first console release for this game.
How dare you, Freak 5.
I did a review for the PC version a while back.
Yeah, what'd you think of it?
It's a console exclusive. So this is the only way you'll play on console.
Huh.
Which is nice, because it's portable, so you can take it on with you on the go.
Nice.
I'll probably buy it. It's like only $10.
Yeah. It's a good game to buy?
Yeah. I never actually finished it. I'm like at the final dungeon.
Well, maybe this will give you a chance to finish it up. It looks good. Looks like an old school Zelda type game. So, yeah. I'm down. Blossom Tales, Sleeping King. Mug is sick. Freak is asking about Mug. He's really not feeling well today, Freak, but he'll be back next week. I gave him some good weed to calm his nerves and all kinds of
stuff.
Well,
since you're the one who got him sick, it's unfair.
Yeah, I got him sick. All right, next story break.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, The Great Ace Attorney now available for smartphones in Japan. Capcom has released The Great Ace Attorney, The Adventures of Ryunosuke Naruhodo for iOS... Naruhodo. Okay. For iOS via the App Store and Android via Google Play in Japan. Smartphone version costs 120 yen. The full scenario can be purchased for an additional 2,400 yen. and extra scenarios are available for 720 yen.
Yeah.
Wow,
So
only
there you go.
120 for the regular version? Is that
Yeah.
like 99 cents or something? Dollar 20?
I'm guessing.
I think the full game's like probably like closer to 20 to
Yeah.
$25.
Yeah, 20, 25 bucks for
Well,
that.
that's yeah, that I'm just saying that's it says it right there. Like the full scenario can be purchased for that, but like the when they say like the 120, like what are you getting for that?
Do you guys
I
like
mean, I'm
what
guessing it's the first chapter and just the first chapter.
do you guys like that?
Oh, that's lame.
Okay, I was gonna ask, do you guys like that type of gameplay where you could try basically a demo for 99 cents, you get the first chapter? Is
Well, it's
that
the whole game you're downloading, but you only have access to that.
Yeah, well, I understand that, but like to have access to the full game, you got to keep paying. I think it's almost a good model.
It's good in the sense, well, I want this game, but I can't play all of it, pay for all of it, so I'll get this now and I'll get the other parts later.
Yeah.
I personally hate charging you for what I personally consider a fucking demo.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Give us a demo and then,
Like
I kind of agree.
Mario on smartphones. Like it's a fun game, but you only get the first few stages.
Yeah,
They're
yeah.
free, but if you want to play the game, you have to pay $10.
Yeah, I don't know if it's worth 10 bucks. I played
But
that
they
game.
don't charge you for that for the first stages you're playing. It's like, okay, you can get a good understanding of what the game is, and
Yeah.
if it was like $5, I would have probably jumped all over it. But $10 for a mobile game?
Yeah.
That's rough. $5 is a lot of money for a mobile game too, but it's a really good game. It's a lot of
Breakman
fun.
is exiled and so is Freak Five. I'm looking at chat.
Yeah,
So
you just now read that?
yeah.
I wrote that like two stories ago.
Yeah.
God.
Dude, I got, you know
You're
what?
not paying attention, man.
I actually work on this show, man. I do stuff. No, I'm kidding, man. It's all good.
Freak wants to know if Moria forgot a safe word again.
How
You went
dare
too
you?
far.
How dare you? All right. Ne
Dutch and Buster just completely offended by what's going on in chat.
How could you not, man? Freak Five showed up, man. That'd be enough for me. I'm already gagging just thinking about it. All right. Next story, Eric.
Next story is well, before that, I want to comment on Ace Attorney. I hope this means that the US will get the mobile version. And then they'll convert that for 3DS, and then we'll finally get the game along with its sequel. But other than that, for the next article, River City Rival Showdown is launching in November in North America for both retail and the eShop.
Ooh,
For
cool.
tw but it's gonna cost you like $30, so.
Oh,
Gee.
ouch. 30 bucks? That I don't know if it's worth 30 bucks. Is it that good?
I don't. I think that's the price for both versions too, but I think it's a more feature complete game than the last River City games that came out.
I don't know if 30 bucks is worth it for a physical copy of this game. I would think maybe 20 at the most would have been a good price point, but is there a big demand for this
Thirty
game?
$30 was too much for the.
Yeah.
Wild Guns game,
Yeah. All
which was
right.
basically just Wild Guns plus two levels that you could only access on two different difficulty settings.
Not good. No bueno.
And it didn't have any real improvements to the gameplay,
Yeah.
other than playing as two different characters, which play very differently than the other characters.
Yeah. Freak Five's calling us snowflakes. You gonna let him t call you a snowflake, Breakman?
Isn't
Yeah, why?
That. No.
I
Okay.
hate the term snowflakes because now people are using it to make fun of the alt-right people, even though the alt-right people got it from Nazis.
I think we should call them all cornflakes. That might be a better way to go. Corn. I'm all for cornflakes. How about that, Breakman?
Cornflakes get such a bad
I
reputation.
know. I know. I know. It shouldn't be that way, but it is. So we should start.
There's nothing wrong with cornflakes. They taste just fine.
Yeah.
I think the problem is people put too much milk in them
Yeah.
and make them
I.
soggy,
Yep.
and then they taste like nasty shit.
Totally agree. I couldn't agree with you
That's
more,
why you should
Breakman.
just eat cornflakes dry.
Yeah, exactly.
I eat all cereal dry, but that's I have to anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, because you're lactose intolerant. You don't want to be, you know.
Right. And the non-milk equivalents are taste bad.
Yeah. Fucking almond.
They make the cereal soggy too. I mean, yeah. I don't know, soggy cereal just doesn't taste good.
It depends on which cereal. Now, if you put some Cocoa Puffs in there, now that's some good tasty cereal, even mm-hmm. soggy, dude. That's
Dungeon bad. Buster brings up Frosted Flakes. That is delicious. Oh, you know what Flakes, I like? Yeah. I like more. I like the chocolate Frosted Flakes.
He says
Flakes.
They're great. They are great. All right, let's move on.
You said Moria. It's DB.
Oh, I said Moria. Dungeon Buster, I meant.
No, Break did.
I did? Oh, I miss him so much.
Oh, it's a love story.
DB said Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes are good, man. All right, from Gamatsu, visual novel, Tear, Owari to Hijimari no Shinzuku, announced for the PS4 and PlayStation Virtual Reality. It's due in Japan on October 5th for 1,500 yen. I'm not sure we're going to see this one in the States, are we, Eric? I
have no idea.
Yeah, I'm guessing not, but... basically, here's the story in just a bit. Something about wishes. Tear means drop. Necronomicon. Hey, you say Necronomicon, I'm there. Okay, so this is another visual novel on the PS4. So if you're interested, it's coming out in Japan October 5th. Next story, Eric.
Can you recite the words? Right.
Which ones?
To open the book.
Oh, Veratu. Nick 2 Veratu. What's the first one? I can never remember the first
Klaatu.
One.
Klaatu.
Yeah. I would never be able to open up the Necronomicon.
So you want to do the Klaatu, Nick 2,
Veratu. Nick. Yeah, exactly.
See, I said it.
Yep. All right, Breakman. Let's see if you can say this next story.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Tonari ni Kinojo no Iru Shiawase?
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf? Two farce coming to PS4 and PS Vita on November 22nd. Intergram will release PlayStation 4 and PS Vita versions of the Precano-developed visual novel with that name I already read. PlayStation 4 version will release physically for 1,980 yen and in premium edition for 5,980 yen. Wow, that's a big difference. I wonder what you... Okay.
Probably because you're getting a bunch of shit.
Yeah. I was about to say, I wonder what shit you get with it. The PC version, which is rated 18 plus, launched in Japan on August 25th. So this is a relatively quick port.
It's visual also novel, only about a two-hour game.
Yeah, 2 hours for a game? Come on, man. I mean,
yeah, but the PC version was 18 plus rated, yeah. So you could probably tack on an hour to that.
Hmm. Okay. All right. I'm sure you'll probably...
Something tells me it's like... It's a part of a series. So maybe that's why it's so cheap.
Well, it's an 18... It's 2 hours long. I'm thinking the way a lot of the guys that play this game are going to play, it'll probably take them about 5-6 hours to finish.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
I mean, they'd have to pause the game every once in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
It also sounds like it's a kinetic visual novel because... Usually, the longer a visual novel is, the more likely it is that there's multiple routes in the game.
That shouldn't add too much of the game. If you know what I'm saying, Breakman? I mean, you know, like...
Nobody say Necronomicon 3 times or Frank will appear in your house.
How dare you?
That's Spring 5 chaos.
You're exiled. Son of a bitch. Exiled. All right, let's move on to the next story. Eric.
Okay, next story is from Gamatsu, and it's about Battle Shepherd Brigade, and it's got a release window for this holiday for the Switch and PC, and later on the PS4. Usually it's the other way around now these days. But this publisher Adult Swim Games and developer Trinket Studios, and it's, we've talked about this before, and it's about a fantasy world where you play as a chef mm-hmm. who has to go out into the wild and collect their ingredients, yeah. and then once you the cooking mini game starts, it's basically a match three.
Yeah. We did talk about this game, and it actually looks – I mean, I don't think we had any screenshots, but the screenshot, the art style is actually pretty striking. So I'm impressed, and I think we poo-pooed this game when it first came out. At least I did, but I'm willing to give it a shot because the art style is pretty good.
That's because we saw the footage and the animations kind of – chunky.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's still kind of like that way, but there are animated sequences within the game which are not like that, so that makes up for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I had smoked. Maybe I did earlier in the day when Freak 5 came to my house, but...
Well, you smoked, you don't remember, of course.
That's true, too. That's true. All right, next story comes to us from Gamatsu, and this one actually looks super cute. I am kind of excited for this game. Yono and the Celestial Elephants for Switch PC launches October 12th. And you basically play as an elephant, from what I gather.
It's an elephant landstalker game. What else would you want?
Yeah, it looks good. It's basically, the features are you can use your elephant trunk to solve puzzles, find secrets, load up with air, water. This is an interesting goddamn game, and this is something that I would love to play. Three deep dungeons of puzzles, monsters, and finally a scary boss. Ooh. Explore forests and caves to find treasures and upgrades. Discuss ascetic virtue ethics with the undead, existentialism and freedom of will with the robots, and political philosophy. And the roots of power and authority with the humans.
Funny is this cute elephant, but it's dealing with all its mature elements.
Oh my goodness, this sounds like a game that I have to play. Piece together ancient texts to uncover the history of the world, development of humankind, and the influence of past elephants. So yeah, you can play it in English, Swedish, French, German, or Spanish. And there's a little trailer. Check it out. I looked at the trailer, and I've heard about this game, and it looks amazing. It just looks and sounds like an amazing game. It might be one of those, small games that gathers a lot of steam. So I'm hoping that this game does well.
Apparently, the name of the developer is Neckbolt.
Yeah. Freak 5 says Frank smokes two joints when he exiles me and smokes two when he hangs up on Mug. Yeah, exactly. I wish I could just smoke while doing the show, but I have to be focused for the show, especially today's show, because I got a challenge, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is on this challenge. So,
you don't have any money, so you don't have anything to worry about.
Actually, you'd be surprised, my friend. Just wait until
I just tried to help you out, and now you're digging yourself back in
Look,
a hole.
Frank. I'm gonna try to make myself a shit ton of money, and I'll tell you how when we get to it.
I just helped you out. You're still digging it.
I hope it doesn't involve gambling.
Oh, no gambling on my part whatsoever. But go ahead, Breakman.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. SteamWorld Dig 2 launches September 21st for the Switch, a few days later for PS4 and PC. I don't know why a few days later is in quotes. SteamWorld Dig 2 will launch for Switch on September 21st for $19.99, €19.99, or £14.99, followed by the PlayStation 4 and PC only a few days later.
Yeah.
Developer Image and Form announced. Image and Form is the name of the developer.
Looks
Sequel
really
will be playable at PAX West 2017 in Seattle this week, which affects none of us here.
Yeah, exactly.
This game looks a lot more thought out than the first SteamWorld Dig. Even though the first SteamWorld Dig was a fun game, this looks like it's got a lot more elements to it.
Yeah, yeah, it does look better. I looked at the trailer of this. Looks good. It's got to be better than the first one. First one was kind of, if from what I remember, very repetitive and kind of a bore.
And dark. Yeah. So. It's like the darkest game ever. Because, yeah. Like, you're digging in the underground, and you constantly have to worry about having a light source.
How dare you, Freak 5? You're being naughty in chat. Being super naughty. I think those are your fantasies, man. Anyways, let's move on to the next story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Kentucky Route Zero TV Edition announced for PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. Annapurna Interactive and Cardboard Computer have announced Kentucky Route Zero TV Edition for PlayStation 4. Oh my, fuck you. God damn it, Gamatsu. What the fuck? About Kentucky Route Zero is a magical realist adventure game about a secret highway and the caves beneath Kentucky. An antique, and there are actually really good caves in Kentucky. An antique furniture delivery man trying to make a small shop's last delivery gets lost along the way and meets a haunted TV repair woman, a young boy, and his giant eagle brother.
You know,
a pair of robot. Wait, I'm not done. Apparently, a pair of robot musicians and dozens of other characters. Together, they explore the nocturnal highways and country roads of Kentucky, the storied Echo River by ferry, and a mysterious Route Zero, the secret highway that runs through Mammoth Cave.
Yeah, I can't think of a state right now that you would catch me in less than Kentucky. Maybe Alabama, but Kentucky is high on my list of places not to visit.
Mammoth Cave drive through.
Yeah. Mammoth Cave's a real place.
Yeah. No, I'm just talking about for my personal safety, man. You know what I'm saying? But, I don't doubt that they have some good caves. There's some good caves in South Dakota, but that's another scary state, man. It's scary. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, Breakman. Finish your thought. Have you ever
this
been?
This game looks interesting, but I avoided it on PC because it always had a high price tag because you're technically paying for an episodic game all at once, and episode 5 is going to launch with this release.
Yeah, that really sucks. If what Freak 5 is saying is true, I don't have any reason to doubt he's been playing that Friday the 13th game. They added 3 more maps, but apparently they're like smaller than the bigger maps, so it's not really add anything. Additional parts, matchmaking finally fixed, so that's cool. At least they fixed it.
Frank's smokes two joints before he sucks some dick.
How dare you read that comment? This is a family friendly show. How dare you, Eric? Next story, man.
Next story is about, this is from Gamatsu. This is about a game called Wolverblade, which is going to Switch in late September or early October, and PS4, Xbox One, PC shortly after. So, timed exclusive. I mean, it's a tiny timed exclusive window, but it's still a console exclusive for a while. But, anyways, it's a Viking-inspired... Britannia... inspired medieval beat 'em up game.
Yeah. Looks good. It looks good. I wouldn't mind.
This is help Britannia defeat the Romans in Wolverblade, a hardcore side scrolling beat 'em up inspired classes such as Golden Axe and Goku and Knights of the Round. It might be fun, but at the same time, it's got this weird 2D platform like aspect to it, and it's kind of cartoony looking.
Yeah, it looks okay. I put it up on the screen, so if you want to see what it looks like, you can watch the show on YouTube and get a kind of a feel for what it, or you can look it up yourself online. All right, so we got one more story. Breakman, how dare you, Breakman, you son of a bitch.
The developer's name is fully illustrated.
God damn it, Breakman. Breakman, less story. Exile, son of a
bitch. To us live from Silicon Era, Otome Game Les Flersword. Les Flersword offers mini bachelors. offers mini bachelors in an age of swords and magic. Okay, then. Night Captain Adelaide Devendel will have more to worry about than evil sorcerers in the Otome game Le Fleur Sword, as we'll have to deal with the advances of several suitors while also taking care of lethal magicians.
Yeah.
This doesn't look like a sword. This guy doesn't look like a suitor. He looks more like a rapist in this scene. He's got a knife to his neck and the other guy's sweating. Doesn't look like being suited to me. That looks like something.
I think those are two dudes.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Guys rape guys all the time. That's nothing new.
But Otome's about a woman potentially dating one of, like, several bachelors.
Yeah, so I guess it's...
So these are two people that have a beef with each other that are probably trying to get the expectations of the protagonist.
I got you. Okay, that makes sense. How dare you...
Okay, well, maybe it's not a rape. Maybe I was wrong.
Maybe it's just, like, fun interplay. You know, one of those romance novels.
Or maybe the role-playing.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. You have to play. I'm sure Breakman's going to be first in line to play this one, so we'll have to wait to see what happens in this.
This is a visual novel.
Yeah, that's apparently also made in RPG Maker.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Because, like, I'm looking at a screen down below
here. Oh, my God. I just saw the screen. How awful. Wow.
Oh, I looked at the first picture. Okay, like...
High quality visual novel scenes, but low grade everything else.
Yeah. Okay, that's a woman in the second picture. That is about to be a rape. Yeah. She isn't being suited. She's about the guy's got a knife to her neck. she's being sexually molested in the first.
Yeah, because in the first picture she's dressed differently, but that's clearly her face.
Wow.
And she's probably the protagonist.
Huh.
Yeah, like this is. This is like a rape fantasy book or something.
No, I don't think it's that, but it's definitely got that vibe.
It does. It's kind of got a creepy vibe to it. I don't know if I'm playing this, man.
She has a handful of men vying for her attention.
The idea is that she's being like torn apart by these guys because they all want her.
Yeah. No,
is she trying to find like the?
I don't think it's anything that represents anything that happens in the game, though.
Yeah,
she's trying to find like the least horrible man among all of them. Is that what's going on?
I don't know, man. See, now you got to play it, Breakman. Now you have.
Also,
I don't.
This guy with the silver hair is an abusive boyfriend, and she should dump his ass.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Maybe that's what does happen. Maybe
actually, it looks like this is what just happens. Like, she was dumping his ass. He pulls the knife like, fuck you!
Right, right. And then she's going to kick his ass afterwards, like big time. All right, that's the end of the news for today, thankfully. Let's move on. No homie discounts, doesn't look like. Any Twitter questions? Comments.
There's actually a lot on Twitter.
Oh boy.
Can't
wait for this.
What did you do now?
Ooh, I can't wait, dude. I'm waiting for mine on the Stinkos, but go ahead.
Okay, there's actually we talked to last week PG Howie, yeah. And that's at PG Howie 2 on Twitter. He actually sent us a link of him at the Comet Ping Pong.
Okay.
So there's a video of him, and it's on Twitter. So just log on to our Twitter, and you can see it. I'm going to favorite it. And
I'll definitely check it out after the show, because it just doesn't hold up. Like, I've been to D.C. I may have been on that street. Like, it just doesn't ring to me true. I understand the underlying issues are true, like child trafficking, but the overall conspiracy theory doesn't hold much weight. And I've been getting a lot of hate on Twitter about it, but I don't care. Go ahead, Breakman.
Next one is another new person. Apparently this is probably a friend of PG Howie.
Yeah.
At Laura _Robbins, and that's LAURA_O _ROBBINS. Mm-hmm. Creepy vibe and dirty too. Betcha unknowingly to the public they use blood, semen, and urine baked into their pizza.
Okay.
Satanic sickos. Whoa! Okay. Not going there ever.
That's what I was waiting for.
You sure that wasn't sour cream and tomato sauce?
Yeah, hold on. First of all, if what Howie said last week, if the idiot would bother, not Howie, the Laura, if she would bother to listen to the show, Howie wouldn't even go down the satanic ritual part, which I was fully prepared for to talk about, because that is all fucking nonsense. Nobody that I know of puts fucking blood in their pizza and sells it to the public.
Maybe it's mayo. It has to be mayo. Get because out of here. Maybe they're trying to do the Japanese pizza.
Who wants mayo on their pizza?
Yeah, yeah. Japanese like mayo gross. On their pizza. That's like yuck. Gross.
Yeah. But no, I doubt that even happens. But you know what? I'll look after the show at their menu and see what the fuck they're serving and break it down for Laura Robbins, the illustrious Laura Robbins, the esteemed Laura Robbins.
Damn, Frank, you can tone it down just a little.
No. I'm getting kind of tired.
No, all right, go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
I'm kind of getting tired of pizza.
If that stuff was in the pizza, I'm pretty sure people would taste it.
Ugh, God, that's so stupid. It's just dumb. You know how
grossed
out
by this entire conversation. You know what? I just want you guys to know.
So you can't cover up the taste of that stuff.
Take the semen out, okay? Take it out of the conversation and just stick with blood. Do you know how dangerous that would be to the general public? No establishment would be open if they purposely served blood. I mean, that's
yeah, because you can get all kinds of diseases.
That's just ridiculous. It's so over
The top. I mean, I guess if you baked it, you could kill the bacteria and shit.
Oh,
but,
God, man, really?
But that's only if it doesn't, if it survives.
You know,
survive,
but I mean. But these are the type of people that you would go buy a slice of fucking pizza from the place, and you would have it scientifically analyzed, and they would tell you, oh, they knew you were coming, and they gave you a real pizza. They didn't give you, you know, the fake pizza with the blood and the semen.
Always moving the goalposts.
Always moving the goalposts, man. Fucking God damn it, man. It pisses me off. And it hurts the cause that they're trying to help. Like, their intentions are good, but they're hurting the cause. And that's what sucks about people. They just, instead of actually helping the cause, they hurt the cause. So continue on, Breakman. What else do we got?
Okay. Back to Twitter. You were having a conversation with somebody named Brainstem Soup.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think so. What was it about?
I'm not sure. It says, if you get a second, check out our latest episode halfway or so in YouTube, Stitcher, Twitch. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Well, this guy was basically on my side about conspiracy theories. He's a cool dude. Brainstem Soup 2 on Twitter. He's a cool guy. He's a friend of the show. So
okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then let me see here. Yeah, you say you can listen to our show. You tweet out you can listen to our show Saturday at 3 Eastern on YouTube, Twitch, and etc. And somebody named @JBeast responds with no chance.
Yeah,
dick.
Yeah, see, they don't want to even hear it. It's just no. I refuse to listen to the other side. I don't want to listen to a different point of view. I just want to just be in a bubble. So, all right, go ahead, Breakman. Anything else?
Yeah. Asshole.
Conversely,
man.
People that try to argue for the other side when it's about, like, Nazism. There is no other side than Nazism.
Yeah, exactly.
Or rather, we know what the other side is, and it's not good, so that's why we reject it wholeheartedly.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Brady.
It's your chat. If you wanna go on the show, that's up to you. But for you just to flat out say no chance like that, like, you didn't have to respond if you weren't gonna do it. Just
right.
That, you say no chance like that, you just wanna be... You want us to know that you don't like us.
Right, So. Which is fine, but you know, come
but
on.
But don't
air.
Expect me to be nice to you, because I, right. you know.
Right. Just, and Breakman's nice to everybody. Just ask his hand. I mean, he's nice. I'm kidding.
My penis would disagree. Frank responds with, "I didn't expect you to. Par for the course." And with J Beast responds with, "I'd say you bogeyed this whole thread." Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, easy layup. I prefer an athletic sport. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice response, Frank. Except for golf is very athletic.
But compared to the other sports, dude, it's not even close. Like
I know. We're talking about basketball. You're running and jumping, and you're doing a lot. But
basketball, soccer, golf, football.
Golf is a physical sport.
It is a physical sport. I'm not taking anything away from it, but to me, it's not up there with basketball and football. And
oh, I agree.
And others. And it's
I wasn't
boring
trying to argue that.
Yeah, and it's boring to fuck. Boring as fuck to watch, unless you're watching like Tiger Woods. I just don't like watching golf that much.
Tiger Woods was doing things that people thought were impossible at the time.
Yep. I totally agree. All right. Anything else? Break.
There's actually another one from old friend of the show who we don't often see anymore. And I'm guessing probably because. Time or whatever, but at Flabby Sausage.
Yeah, Flabby Sausage.
Love you,
what?
Flabby. You're nice on us, unlike Jay Dick there.
Yeah.
Who was probably listening to this and going to tear me up on Twitter now.
Oh, so what?
You wouldn't be the first person. Flabby Sausage says, "Quinix using a porn star to promote Final Fantasy 15 mobile game. LOL." Yes, I noticed that.
Oh.
I downloaded their mobile game before this whole ad, and before I even played it, it kept updating me with a bunch of shit, like, every day. Like, come back. We got this for you. We got this today. Like,
isn't there some mobile game that was called Something of War that did something like that?
They should just come.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Game of War. Isn't that what it was?
I think so.
I think so. Yeah, I think Game of War was all right.
Yeah. They're all copying Game of War and EVE.
What's going on with your neighbor's dog, Break, man? Freak5 in chat saying that you have something going on with your neighbor's dog. I don't know what that's all about. I don't know about satanic rituals or
I'm
sex.
Not sure what he's talking about either. he can probably anyway, back to Twitter. Frank, loving to stir up the pot, calls out several people on Twitter.
Yeah,
I'm calling you out on my show today. Do you want me to read their names? Or
yeah, go ahead. I don't care.
If people can see it, they can go on Twitter and see it. If you want to win some money, listen to it today and call in.
Yeah.
Put up or shut up. All talk and no action, Michael Fucks.
Yeah. Huh? This guy I'm going to talk about. I'm going to give his Twitter handle out in a minute because I am calling this motherfucker out, okay? We've been talking about race in this country and how, things get whitewashed, the cops are disproportionately, hard on minorities and, you know, just a
not
bunch
to mention
of,
like, trigger happy as shit.
Oh, fuck, dude. There's plenty of video that attests to that. But according to this guy, Joe Arpaio is a saint. And I'm actually going to put some money. I'll get to it in a second. Anything else, Break?
Okay. Yes, there is actually some other stuff on here. Freak5 Chaos wanted to get in on the action, and he wanted to ask us, "Would you rather?" Because it's been a long time.
Oh shit! Yeah, would you rather?
Here we go. At Freak5 Chaos, would you rather get fucked by a kangaroo or a moose?
Ooh, kangaroo, because moose are bigger than horses, man.
They'll stomp you like an elephant.
Yeah.
Ooh, I heard a story one time of a guy who had sex with a horse, and he did it with another guy, and the other guy like rushed him to the hospital, dropped him off, and left.
Oh my god! Yeah,
dick move, but the guy that went first with the horse, like
dick move.
Apparently, the horse destroyed his colon.
Yep.
Literally.
Yeah, the ejaculate.
And that killed him.
Yep, the ejaculate killed him. It was so forceful that, yeah, that happened.
It was, just, it was a bad, bad idea all around.
Breakman is nice. Just ask his neighbor's dog, Mr. Paint.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, man. What else we got, man?
Well, me and Frank said kangaroo. What about you?
Eric.
I'd rather not get killed by a horse.
Yeah, he'll take the kangaroo. Yeah. Kangaroos.
I think we're all doing the kangaroo just because we want to live.
Yeah, exactly. We value
even though we'll have to live with the shame. Yeah. We prefer to live.
Man, that kangaroo pounded my ass.
You ever see that show Black Mirror?
Oh, I love that show, dude. That show is awesome.
The first episode of that, for people who haven't seen it, spoiler alert, is the Prime Minister of England is blackmailed. Basically, his choice is that they're going to kill this princess from a country, or he has to fuck a pig.
Yep.
And live television.
And at first, people are like, that's all bullshit. It's awesome. It's kind of the way politics work. Like, can you imagine that shit happening today? Somebody kidnaps Ivanka and forces Trump to do that. I don't wish harm on anybody, but those people are pretty deplorable. I'm pretty sure the people of the United States would be like, fucking make him fucking they couldn't CG it. Man, that show, that first show is so good. Breakman of Black Mirror. Oh, I love that show. If you haven't seen it,
there are a lot of good episodes. Basically, Black Mirror is an anthology series, sort of the Twilight Zone. Like, none of the episodes are connected in any way. But it's basically kind of set in a near future world.
Yeah.
Based on what our technology and technology of the future will do to us.
Yeah.
I think my favorite episode is this episode where everything has to be, where everybody's basically being as nice as they can to each other because they don't want to get people rating them lower, because the whole life and the whole system is based on your social media rating.
So
everybody has to like you, or if they start disliking you and stuff like that, you can't get the opportunities that everybody else has in life.
Really
fucked up type shit.
It's a great show. PG Howie wants to get in and talk some Trump, but I'll talk some Trump in a minute.
We got a lot of reviews to do too, don't we?
Continue.
Yeah, I know that you wanted to do the reviews before that. And Freak 5Cast said that he heard kangaroos are vicious. We don't care at this point.
Yeah.
You sick bastards.
We're
getting fucked by kangaroos because of you. Aren't you happy with that?
Yeah, exactly. That's what he wanted to say. He has this fantasy of imagining us doing all these scenarios, and he always gives us two bad scenarios. He never gives us a good scenario because, he doesn't want to see us happy. So, that's how it is.
There's one more from Freak 5. There's a couple more, but he was saying he was in YouTube and nobody was talking or whatever. Oh. I'm sticking him with Wicked Radio until further notice.
Yeah.
He also says, did Frank Branches just say he likes big balls on his chin?
How dare you, man? That was earlier in the show. No, I did not say that. Anyways, go ahead, Break. Is that it?
No, that's it. But apparently, there's some, I'm just going to go ahead and read what Freak 5Cast is saying now. I had so many questions about that episode. They gave him Viagra so he could get it up. Why didn't they give him some other drug as well, like ecstasy or something similar, so it would feel good enough that he could finish sooner?
Oh, you know what? That's a great point. I didn't even think about that, Freak 5. Good point, man.
I think because he was holding out hope until the very last moment that they had to find the princess.
Right, or like CG.
Right before it's inserted. Like, please stop this. let me see. And then he said, and people were standing around for a long time watching him fuck a kangaroo, or a pig. Sorry, because we're talking about, the good scenarios are too easy for you to choose.
I think we're done with this topic. Can we leave?
Well, he was talking about the episode of Black Mirror.
It's a great episode, man. You should check that out, Eric. Black Mirror episode 1, dude. It actually is really good. But
his point about his last sentence about everybody sitting around. I might have watched to see if he actually did it, but I wouldn't have. I wouldn't watch until he was done, like a lot of people were doing.
Ugh,
that was fucked up beyond belief. As soon as he inserted, I think I would have thrown up. I'm like, yeah. No, change channel, done.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. I couldn't have seen that. No way. All right, so what have we been playing lately, guys? I've been playing a little bit of Salt and Sanctuary and Marvel Puzzle Quest until further notice. I've got a lot of things to do before I can get down to playing games again. But that's what I've been playing. Eric, what have you been playing?
Just more Hakuoki Kyoto Winds. I've got, let's see, I think... two of the scenarios completed. I'm on my third scenario. And, that's out of 12, so there's a while yet before that's done. But, finished Trails of Cold Steel for PC. So I got all the trophies, or I mean, achievements for that on Steam. But, probably have my, port review of the PC version, on Boston Battle Brigade sometime this next week. But other than that, I rented on a whim Uncharted The Lost Legacy. I couldn't finish it in time last week, so I rented it again on Thursday and finished it Friday. It's about an 8-hour game, so like it's about 7 hours shorter than a normal Uncharted game would be. But I'll have a review for that later. And other than that, I played East 8, which I should have a review up of next week.
All right. Awesome. What about you, Brake? What have you been playing?
Hold on.
Oh, hold on. We got to hold on.
I kind of wish Mug was here because maybe we'd talk about it, but then we wouldn't have time to do all the reviews we have to do.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted you to hold on because Eric wasn't done. He never is.
No, I am done.
He's done.
You son of a bitch.
The one time. Go ahead, Brett. Halo 5.
But the game I played the most and the only game I was actually going to talk about was Fallout 4.
Oh, okay. Fallout 4.
I beat the main story to Fallout 4.
Whoa! Congrats.
And not only did I beat it once, I beat it a few different times to get the other, see the other endings and see that they were all exactly the same. But, so there's only really one ending.
Oh, that reminds me, I have a Stinko this week that I forgot to put in.
Okay.
All right, well, go ahead and write it down while I'm doing this. Yeah. Okay, so what I did was, well, first I went through to play to get the achievements. Then I went back through my regular story, and I was signed with eliminating one faction, because there are three main factions that actually can count. Basically, let me kind of list them for you. There is the faction that's considered the bad guys. They're the Institute. They're the science people that make the android, like synths, they're called. And they're androids, basically. So they make those, and they're considered the bad people. Everybody in the Commonwealth is afraid of them. There are the Brotherhood, which is a military organization who travels the Commonwealth destroying and killing everything that they deem undesirable. So that's like monsters and ghouls and androids. So they consider the Institute evil. And then there's another group called the Railroad, which I guess is supposed to be a riff on the Underground Railroad, because these people think that what they're doing is they're liberating people. What they're liberating are the Siths, the androids I spoke of. They believe that the androids are, you know, they're sentient life and that they deserve all the rights and freedom that people do, even at the expense of people's lives. Like, they save the androids first, which doesn't make any sense to me. Mm-hmm. So these three groups all hate each other. The Brotherhood considers the Railroad evil because they want to save robots, and they consider the Institute evil because they're making them. The Institute, they consider everybody else to be bad guys, and then the Railroad, like, obviously they want to save all their androids and from the Institute, and they want to stop the Brotherhood because the Brotherhood won't stop them. Yeah. So what I did was, I went to the Institute and And I've been working with all these groups at this point, because all of them have quests for me to do, and I've made friends with all the groups. And I went to the Institute to because one of the last quests right before I could finish everything was there. And they sent me to go and assassinate one of the leaders of the railroad. I'm like, okay. So I go to the railroad to assassinate him, and realize I still have another quest where with the Brotherhood. So instead of assassinating the railroad people, I teamed up with them to go kill the Brotherhood.
Okay.
And then immediately returned to their base and murdered all of them. Two birds, one stone.
Nice. Gotta love that, man. Yeah.
So I teamed up with the so-called bad guys because they live in a underground paradise with running water.
Oh.
Good food. Fresh vegetables. No radiation or monsters or any of that shit.
Oh.
Fuck you people living above ground.
Yeah.
Down underground, bitch.
Hell yeah. I don't blame you, man.
I'm just going through getting like the stuff that gives you bonuses and things like combat and your companions and that, and then I'm gonna do the last DLCs, and then maybe I'll play a new game. Maybe
there you go. That sounds good, man. All right, let's get to reviews. We got a ton of reviews, and then we're gonna go into our stinkos, which I'll open the phone lines up after that, and Pizzagate Howie is going to join us again, I think, in about 15 minutes or so, maybe, depending. But I have a couple. I'll start with mine. Mine are going to be real quick. Defenders, I know we wanted to talk extensively about it. I think it's too fresh and new for people. Some people like to watch it.
I haven't even watched it.
Yeah. But it's
Have you watched the other shows? Because you really do need to watch the other shows first.
Yeah, you have to watch the other shows first.
Because the Defenders really is the culmination of all of those shows.
Defenders is good. I think a couple of shows have outshone it.
I really love the Defenders, but it had its problems.
Yeah. It's got some problems. We'll discuss those problems on a future episode if you guys want us to. I give Defenders a solid 7.5 out of 10. It was good. Just not as great as it wasn't as good as the sum of all its – or the sum of all its parts wasn't good as most of the parts. The weakest link to me is still the guy who – I think I've narrowed it down. The guy who plays Iron Fist, I don't know his name.
Such a whiny crybaby.
He is not a good actor, period.
I think it was best when when Luke Cage probably summed it up when he looked at him and was like, I could smell the privilege on you.
Yeah.
And all he does is whine and cry. And I'm like, dude, you have a hot girlfriend.
You have
billions of dollars. You've got private jets.
Yep.
Why are you crying about everything?
Yeah,
they killed my parents. Dude, that was like 20 years ago, man.
Yeah, he's...
You got a private jet and a kick-ass girlfriend. The fuck?
Wait, are you talking about Batman or someone else?
No,
like
Iron Fist.
He's not... No, Batman doesn't mope about... He accepts what his past.
Yeah, I am not a... I liked Iron Fist in the comic books. On screen, he's terrible. The actor isn't doing him justice.
From what I've seen in the comics, I don't know that much about most of these characters except for Daredevil, because I never really saw any of their comics. But from what I know about Danny Rand, he's always more of I thought he was supposed to be more of an upbeat character.
Yeah, like more of a smart aleck type, very witty. Him and Luke Cage got along great. It was always Power Man and Iron Fist. I don't know if you remember those comics, but that was actually a pretty popular comic, was Iron Fist and Luke Cage, Power Man.
I will say going forward, I do like the chemistry that they had together. I think they could, if they can fix his character.
Yeah.
Danny Rand, I think they can have a really good team up with Luke Cage.
I think that would require a new actor. I don't think this guy has what it takes to bring forth what Iron Fist really is.
Freak 5cast says, do you mean Danny Rand? Is his name Danny Rand?
Yeah.
Who are you talking about? Danny Rand, right?
Yeah.
He said his damn name before the opening sequence of the first episode.
I am Danny
He
Rand.
Always has to tell us what his name is.
I am Danny Rand.
There's actually a joke about that in Defenders, too. Like, he says, I'm Danny, I'm the Iron Fist. Like, and yeah, just wait 2 seconds and he'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he says it all the time. I just... That guy, that character to me is throwaway. They squandered a really good opportunity. Iron Fist Season 1 sucked so bad. It was written poorly, the bad acting all the way around.
There was actually another joke, too. And Freak brings that up. I did think it was funny when he said something about how he was been training for his destiny his entire life, and someone said, and he tells everyone who will listen.
Yeah, it's like... Come on, man. Like, it's really off-putting, and he's not
well,
fun.
Well, I think a lot of that was basically they those jokes where they realized that people did not enjoy that in the first episode.
Yeah.
I mean, in the first show, and Iron Fist, him always with the same thing, I'm the Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I fought a dragon. Like, he just... I was training in Kung Lao. Dude, people don't even know what the fuck it Kung Lao is. Have you heard of zipping it for 5 seconds?
Yeah, dude.
Also, wasn't Iron Fist supposed to be Asian? Why is he whitewashed?
No.
I thought he was supposed to be half Asian.
I think
he was, like, white and Asian. But in this, he is definitely white.
I'm not sure about that. From what
I thought he was biracial. I really did.
It's a possibility. But this guy sucks. I'm not a big fan of this guy. I like Luke Cage, Daredevil, and a bunch of the others.
And that was my other favorite thing about this. Is kind of the chemistry between the actors. I thought Jessica Jones and Matt Murdock, like, really played off each other well.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
I would like to see a team-up of them two.
No, see, the real team-up is with Jessica Jones and Luke Cage.
Well, we're going to get to that eventually.
I'm hoping, but how does that leave the Night Nurse in the lurch kind of thing? You know, that, to me... They have a lot of territory to cover, and I'm sure they will in the next season. So I can't be too critical of it, but I had fun with it, but it wasn't Luke Cage fresh to me. It wasn't Daredevil fresh to me. It was just let's throw these guys together and put them together and see what happens. They did kind of find a very unique way of getting them all together and agreeing to become the Defenders. So I give them a lot of credit for that. Huge undertaking, that show. So I'm glad they got it out. I'm looking forward to another season, see what they do with it. Not looking forward to Iron Fist 2 unless they do something really, really dramatic to make that show better.
I'm thinking now that they have friends, like, maybe we'll see more of, like, Luke Cage and Iron Fist.
Yeah,
I
would love to see that, like an old comic book type thing, Power Man and Iron Fist all the way. Death Note. I'm a fan of Adam Weingart, the director. He starred in a movie, actually, about us. It was an anthology. I think it was one of the VHS movies. Mug and I talked about it, and I liked the movie. I'd never seen the anime. I thought the movie was okay, but...
What movie again?
Death Note.
Oh, Death Note. Okay, yeah, yeah.
It almost as if it existed. Say, just watch this instead.
Yeah, just watch the anime instead.
Or read the manga.
Yeah.
Although you probably should watch the anime, because the way that the manga treats women is worse than it is in the TV show. Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 6.5, Death Note.
It had its moments. Like, there are moments of it I really liked, and then...
I'm going to watch it as curiosity. Like,
Very disjointed. Very, very disjointed. Uneven movie at best.
Yeah.
So, I'll leave it at that.
I agree 100% with your rating.
Just watch the two Japanese live-action films.
Yeah.
And then you can watch the third one, which is an L movie, and a fourth one, which is a sequel movie that takes place 10 years later.
That's also what Mug said. Watch the live action Japanese movies instead. They're much better. So, I want to touch on another movie here that...
Freak 5 Chaos says, I've heard that people who knew the anime don't like this Death Note, but that for those who haven't seen anime have liked it.
Yeah, I liked it okay. I've never seen it.
They don't know quality.
Yeah, it just was...
I've heard people who've seen the anime tell me, you gotta see the movie, kind of.
Yeah.
And then after I see the movie, you should see the anime instead.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, the anime... is probably a million times better, but I don't know. I'll let you guys know. I'll watch it. The last movie I'm going to review is a movie called Detroit. I love this movie. Basically, it dealt with Detroit during the civil rights movement and what was going on with the Detroit riots. And it told the story... basically of how systemic racism has always been prevalent, and it's a good insight. And that's actually a good segue into a stinko of mine, but I'll get into that later. Detroit's a great movie. Everybody that hasn't seen it, I highly recommend that you see it. I give it a 9 out of 10. I think it's an important movie that most people would appreciate and get something. I was actually surprised. After I was done watching the movie, I went to get a refill on my soda, and the guy at the counter was asking me what movie I saw, and I told him Detroit is one of the best movies I've seen in a while. And this older white couple asked me which movie, because they had heard, because I had said it's one of the best movies I've seen in a while. And they were curious, which movie did you see again? I said, Detroit. I think you guys might enjoy it, you know. And it's an uncomfortable movie to watch. Mostly, and this is really weird, mostly white people were in that theater. And it was super uncomfortable. And I think that's exactly what we need to do is expose ourselves to the uncomfortableness of this. And on its face... how bad it is, and realize that this shit does happen. And I'll get to it more in our stinkos, but 9 out of 10 on Detroit. Eric, you got some reviews. Let's get through these reviews, man.
Yeah, I'll do the really easy ones first. Squid Girl is based on the manga of the same name. It has a different name in Japanese. It's like Shinryaku something Musume Ika-chan. But or Ika Musume. It's about anthropomorphic squid girl. She's more human than she is squid. Like the one thing that's squid about her is her tentacle hair. But she can extend them 10 feet or so long. Mm-hmm. The show seems to be loose with how long her hair actually can go. But it's about how she tries to invade the human world because she wants vengeance for all the wasteful humans that keep throwing garbage into the ocean. Mm-hmm. But she's very incompetent at her invasion job, and she's too nice of a girl to actually make good on her threats. So she's more of a prankster. So it's about her. She invades this beach and then puts a hole into the wall of this restaurant, bar that this girl and her sister run. Mm-hmm. But so they try to convince her to pay it off in order to get her to stop invading. And she's kind of simple-minded, so she just kind of goes along with it. Mm-hmm. And so it's the rest of the show is a bunch of hijinks, and it's amusing. If you've seen Azumanga Daioh, or if you haven't seen Azumanga Daioh, the best comparison I can give you is it's either Azumanga Daioh or Garfield, except she's not lazy and fat, and... but she still manages to get in a lot of trouble, like Garfield.
Okay.
And it doesn't have that comic strip vibe to it. because like the episodes are like played out in like there's like three skits per episode.
Okay.
And there's about 24 episodes, and three OVA specials, and like two mini Squid Girl things, which are like dream sequences that involve a mini version of Squid Girl who doesn't talk, and they're kind of like silent films.
All right. So
but, it's cute. It's nice. And it's a good show for kids because you also learn a bit about Japan because she's an outsider, so she's learning about their culture.
Ah, I like that. That's cool.
So does SpongeBob show up anytime?
Oh, what?
SpongeBob. No, SpongeBob. He was trying to get SpongeBob in there. I'd be down for that.
I was trying to work it in somehow. I got lazy and just went with.
Anyways, okay. So there's that. I give that a 9.
Okay.
Shin Godzilla. Now this I don't know why they decided to call it Shin Godzilla, but that's what Funimation did. I don't see what was wrong with Godzilla Resurgence or Gojira Resurgence. But they do pay attention to the fact that the name is Gojira, but like they had a backstory about when this guy discovered Gojira, he came up with the name Godzilla for the English speakers because he apparently was a researcher who was expelled from the university he worked at for a series, and speaking out about the Japanese government at the time, so he moved to America, and that's why he came up with the English name.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a movie about how it's like the polar opposite of the first Godzilla movie, which is about the aftermath of Godzilla's destruction.
Yeah.
This one's about dealing with the actual disaster.
Yeah,
and it has probably the most realistic take on what the modern Japanese government would do in a crisis like that.
I like it.
So there's no monster fights in here, and I know the leading up to the movie's release in the States, a lot of people were disappointed with it when they saw it in theaters because it didn't have the monster fights. But that's not what Godzilla's about. This is the antithesis of what Godzilla became.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why they rebooted it in the first place.
Yeah. No, I've heard nothing but glowing reviews for Godzilla, Shin Godzilla.
So, there's lots of political talking, and it's less about Godzilla, but that's okay, because that's probably what the sequel's going to do.
Yeah, yeah. So what are we giving Shin Godzilla?
Shin Godzilla, I'm going to give a 9.5.
Yeah, wow.
No, fuck that. I'm going to give it a 10.
Yeah, 10.
Wow.
Yeah, that's but, Eric's first 10.
Also, one thing, like I mentioned, Frank, there's a scene in the movie where the one thing you hate the most is probably something you could love because it's being used in a way that you could probably appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Cops being stepped on by Godzilla? No. Oh.
What, trains? Trains?
Yeah, trains being stepped on by Godzilla?
No, but there's something involving Godzilla and trains.
All right. I'll have to watch it. I've been wanting to watch Shin Godzilla forever. I had a Japanese copy, but I'll have to get my hands on the real
deal. I think they sell that at Walmart for like $20.
If I had $20, I would.
If you have DVD.com subscription, you could just rent it from there.
Yeah. Well,
or maybe you'll be lucky enough to find it in a family video.
I might be able to afford it after I get done with my Stinko. So
just check a Redbox.
Yeah.
No, that isn't at Redbox at all.
It's not at Redbox.
Ah, bummer. Yeah.
It does have an English dub, but I didn't check it out. Maybe I'm gonna buy the movie. So when I buy the movie, I'll get a review of the dub.
How dare you, Dungeon Buster?
Moving on to shittier movies, Ghost in the Shell.
Oh boy,
with ScarJo, or more like ScarJo in the Shell.
Well, yeah. The original was shitty too, so doesn't matter.
No, the original movie was fine. It's just
it was boring.
It was better than Innocence was. And the Ghost in the Shell TV series is better than either film.
I like the TV show. I did. I did quite enjoy the TV show.
But not either of the movies. This is probably one of the worst anime adaptations of an anime/manga.
Even worse than Dragon Ball Evolution?
Because I'm pretty sure the movie happened, and then the manga series happened, and then the TV series happened.
Worse
But
than
is this a worse adaptation than Dragon Ball Evolution?
worse
I
than
think Dragon
Speed
Ball
Racer?
Evolution's slightly better because it's only 1 hour long. This movie's almost 2 hours long.
What about Speed Racer?
It's better because the pain doesn't last as long.
Exactly.
Also,
ScarJo.
they did a better job of keeping the spirit of Dragon Ball in a couple instances. This movie completely misunderstands the point of not only the movie that it's trying to adapt, but also the series it adapts to in general. Because Japan of whatever year this movie takes place in feels more like a very shitty version of Blade Runner's LA.
You
It doesn't
know,
feel like Japan at all. And because there's
it's
foreign.
supposed to be in it's supposed to be in Japan with a bunch of Americans.
Yeah, Japan with black Americans, white Americans, British people, French people, whatever. But it's basically about how they changed her backstory. She doesn't know who she is, and she was told that she was in a terrorist attack, and they gave her a cybernetic body. But in order to pay that body off, she has to work at Section 9 as to be basically used as a weapon against crime. Well, I mean, that's how it worked out before, but it. In the original series, she was in an accident. She wasn't lied to. Her memory wasn't wiped, but she had to replace her entire body. But of course, to pay that off, she had to work as a mercenary and stuff.
Yeah. So what do you give in this iteration of Ghost in the Shell?
I'm giving this a 3.
Yeah. Just
It's
kind
like
of.
it's like. Not only is the casting of ScarJo as, I mean, that it's less problematic because there are story related reasons as to why she looks white instead of Asian, because technically her body isn't hers anymore, so there's no reason for it to look Japanese, but it was in the original series, so they could have at least kept that aspect. But it's a shitty excuse for Hollywood whitewashing as they usually do. And
Well,
trying to make themselves look good by changing the story around it.
wasn't it hinted at that the major used to be was actually born a man in the
No.
original
In
series?
the original series, Balto made a joke about how she should get a chassis that's a male chassis. That's what was going
I
on
think
there.
it was
I
just.
know, but there was something that she mentioned later on about been there, done that, or something like that I thought.
You know, there is something to be said about
If she
Scar.
did say that, maybe she did get a different chassis at some point. We just never
Maybe
saw it.
not those exact words, but something to that effect. Okay, so but she wasn't born a man, but at some point she used a male body. Okay, that makes sense.
Scarlett Johansson is definitely bankable, and that money ended up. Or that movie ended up making some money, actually. And I think if they didn't cast Scarlett Johansson, it wouldn't have done much at the box office. That being said, if the writing is
Also,
shitty.
B. Takeshi plays Arakawa, who's the chief of Section 9 in this movie. He does a good job, but they decided to make him speak Japanese because B. Takeshi doesn't actually speak English, but it's like you might as well have had everybody else speak Japanese. Just dub over them.
So
Or use subtitles. I mean, fuck, why not?
All
I
right.
mean, they did use subtitles, but for him, but that's. It's
Well,
just
I mean,
weird
for
seeing.
the rest of the cast, though.
All right,
It's weird.
so what are you giving Ghost in the Shell, Eric? And then we have to move on to your last.
Like I said, I already gave it a score.
Oh, okay,
3.
three.
But Uncharted: The Lost Legacy.
The more you ask him, the lower the score will get.
It's Uncharted: The Lost Legacy is basically a mini Uncharted game. It's not bad at all, and the story is it's It's probably better than Uncharted 4s, and definitely better than Uncharted 3s, because fuck Uncharted 3's mess of a story.
Yeah,
And it
Uncharted 3
kind of
story
makes
is
up for the
amazing.
fact that Chloe got cut out of Uncharted 3.
Ah, I know. What's up with that? So,
And, but her partnering up with Nadine doesn't kind of make sense, because Nadine was the antagonist of Uncharted 4,
yeah.
or at least one of the antagonists.
Yeah.
But they have a friendship, and I guess it could be applied that there are more games now, more games in the world that have stories about women becoming friends.
Well,
But
it visually it looks
I would
like.
have kind of liked I kind of like Cutter would be involved in there instead of Sam Drake, because that would have made more sense.
Yeah. So what are you giving Uncharted, man? I'm sure the visuals are every bit as good as the previous ones, et cetera, et cetera.
All the The game also has like an open world chapter of sorts, because there's this big map, and you can find a bunch of like tokens that once you find all 11, you can find this thing that makes finding the rest of the treasures easier. But I'm gonna give it a 9.5.
Wow, that good. Dungeon Buster said Lost Legacy was fun, short but neat. So,
But Passengers, a shitty movie too.
Think we talked
Shitty because
Passengers.
it's amazingly average.
Yeah,
It's nothing
actually.
worse than an average movie, because you can't hate it or love it at the same
Yeah,
time.
you know.
I saw a shitty movie this week too.
What's
I can
that?
add to the shit pile.
What's that?
A horror movie called The Honeymoon.
Oh my God.
Anyways, Passengers is about a dude who accidentally gets woken up by malfunctioning systems in this spaceship that's supposed to be keeping them all in hibernation, because it takes like a lot of years to get to a
Yeah,
planet.
yeah. Er
But
Eric, Eric, Mug and I talked about this movie off
yeah.
air, and it's better recut, dude. Like there's
But
this
I
one.
only watched I popped the disc in and I started watching it. Is it
Yeah.
recut that way?
No.
Or do I have to like select an option?
There's a guy, I can't remember his name. I'll have to talk to Mug after the show, but there was this guy that explained that Passengers could have been a great movie because it was a new IP, and he explained if they just recut it and added a few lines of dialogue, that movie could have been stellar.
Yeah,
It could have
but
been
they
good.
didn't, so
No, they
it
didn't.
isn't.
It isn't, but if you see this video, it might change your mind about Passengers. What are you
You'll have to
giving?
tell me about it later, but
Yeah. What do you?
like I said, it's average, so I'm giving it a 5.
Yeah, there you go. 5 out of 10. That's very, very fair.
Also, I read that one review that said it's about that like it was a feminist who wrote it, and some people read too deeply into things. That's all I have to say on that.
Yeah. Freak Five Chaos says, "Fucking passengers! Why did they have so much shit on the ship for people to do when they were supposed to be all be asleep for the trip?" Yeah,
Because
exactly.
they would be woken up 4 months prior to reaching the planet,
Yeah.
and then that would be their cruise.
Yeah, I guess, but there's so many problems with that movie, but recut, I think it could be pretty fucking decent. So, anyways.
Yeah, but you can say that about a lot of movies.
Yeah, but this movie in particular, Breakman, the way this guy broke it, I'm gonna have to find that video and link you guys to it because it actually made a very compelling case why Passengers could be much better recut. And I was actually fairly impressed with the end product. Like he explained, like if you recut this scene here, there would have been a lot more tension and, you know, just a lot more coherency, I guess, would be the best way to put it. But I'll find that video for you guys. So 5 out of 10 from Passengers seems fair, as is. Let's get to Stinkos. Eric, you're Stinko, and
I
then we'll.
think it was Bethesda's Creators Club nonsense, where
Oh.
they're charging people for mods, paid mods, and them trying to pretend that they aren't paid mods.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Bethesda.
Yeah, that's shitty.
Not
Super
only
shitty.
that, but they're like mods that are like simple reskins. They aren't anything complex that'd be, probably be worth money to pay
Yuck.
for.
Yucko. Yuck. Breakman. Stinkos.
My stinko goes to Hurricane Harvey and all the devastation it has wrought and everyone affected by it.
Kind of puts things in perspective, huh? I just like how the people, the senators from Texas, like Ted Cruz, who voted against the Katrina funding because he said there was too much, quote, pork in the bill.
Yeah.
Now he's, rightfully so, they're asking for federal money to help with the disaster relief. But, man, hypocrisy at its finest.
I know, but I think the political stuff we should be dealing with later. Right now, it's there are a lot of people dead that yeah. I'm sure they haven't even been found yet or discovered because there are so many missing.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so much work that has to be done first. And I'm not saying that doesn't need to be addressed because it does.
Right.
But I'm just—I think the relief effort should be the number one focus right now.
I totally agree with you. And
people like that jackass that runs that whatever church. I forget his name.
Joel Osteen is a fucking piece of
like
shit.
People like him shutting his church down when he could have been helping people.
And then, from what I heard,
that's something that we're going to have to address after.
I heard he didn't open his church not because he's a dick, but because there was flooding going on in the garage.
No,
so
he's
even
a dick.
If people wanted to come there, they wouldn't be able to get in.
No.
See, that's what we need, and because I've heard that, and I've also heard what Frank was going to say.
No,
that's why we need to wait until like when this is dealt with. Then there can be investigations. Then we can get the facts, and then people can be.
Because prior years, has done hurricane relief for other hurricanes like Sandy and Katrina.
Hold on. Let me put things in perspective here, and let me tell you guys straight up. Joel Osteen is a piece of fucking human garbage.
Oh, no. I'm not arguing that. I mean, there's other reasons to hate him.
No. This is a very prime reason to hate this guy's motherfucking guts, okay? There were two people from Houston, white guys, that took video of what was going on at that church, at the mega church. They had everything blocked off. They had, it was very inhospitable, all right? There was no flooding in their garage. People could have easily walked into that church, and all they had to do was open the front doors. Not one bit of water got into that motherfucker.
I saw that video, but I didn't hear the part about how the garage wasn't locked.
And even if it was, so what? People were walking there. These two guys got there. How? I mean, really? Ugh. Joel Osteen's a piece of shit. I really don't want to talk about
it.
Because
I think it might have been hard to see, but when when I saw that video, I didn't see any garage.
No, I didn't.
But I'm trying to say, like that, we need to be worried about the people who are in trouble right now.
Yeah,
we need to not worry about that piece of shit for the moment. Hmm. Just for the moment.
Yeah. Well, you're right, Breakman, and I got to say, I've seen a lot of heartening video of people of all color, all races, all nationalities, men, women, gay people, everybody stepping up and trying to help each other, regardless if they're prejudiced or not prejudiced. I mean, I've seen acts of heroism that make me proud that these people are citizens. And then you get the opposite, this people charging $99 for a bottle of water.
Yeah, I saw like that one Best Buy was selling like a pack of bottled water $48 or something.
Yep. When in reality they should have been actually, I don't know, giving it for free.
There's somebody should get fired for that. That's just inexcusable.
Yeah.
You're working for a corporation. Nobody in a corporation told you to price gouge.
Yeah.
You decided that one on your own.
Yeah. The Best Buy manager that sold the water for like $40.
Yeah. Yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah. He should definitely lose his job for that.
He hasn't lost his job?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
That was a while ago.
Because like I said, I'm more focused on what's going on, like the situation, because it's not just in like Texas, it's gotten to Louisiana too, you know?
Yeah. No, those people do need help. If anybody can donate time or money or their voice, like I've been lending my voice pretty loudly.
But, I'm not saying don't complain about Joel Osteen. I mean, because we're so far away, there isn't much we can do to help.
Yeah.
I mean, other than send supplies to and, like charities that we know are going to deliver them.
And that's even hard to figure out which charity.
Well, there is a charity that I've volunteered for around here that does. That I know, like, they're a really good charity.
Yeah, well, that's
so
good.
They're one place that I can take stuff to. I know.
I
don't give anybody money. I'll give them like bottled water, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's
because that is something that people in Texas desperately need right now. Is
water,
clean drinking water.
Water number one. Water, diapers, clothes, anything that you can spare at this moment would be a big help. I know the local radio station here, KBPI. I beg on KBPI quite a lot, but they're sending a truck down there coming Wednesday. I'm going to see if I can, you know, go buy a big pack of water to give them to take down there. God, it was just awful. It's just awful. It's horrible any which way that. Yeah, but it all ties in politically. Breakman. Global warming.
I just that's okay. When I say not to worry about later, the one thing I do worry about is how short of a memory most Americans seem to have.
Yeah, yeah. Global warming is a thing, and we have to start preparing.
Oh,
don't
talk about global warming to me right now, dude. The last couple of days we've had highs in the low 60s.
Yeah,
it's still supposed to be summer, so don't talk to me right now. Just shut up. I'm really pissed about the weather. So
yeah,
I don't want to hear anything about weather.
I'm sure you
pissed
are.
Off right now.
I'm sure you are.
Because this is like this is supposed to be the last weekend of summer.
No,
and it feels like it's October. Yeah. So fuck me.
Holy fuck. We've got to get. I mean, there was a report on CNN, and this guy was telling the truth. He was like, the oil companies. There's a lot of money in this triangle area here in Texas that the oil companies have been, you know, stealing and. You know, it's resulted in this, and most likely the chemical plants are going to blow up. As a matter of fact, they are going to blow up. It's just a matter of when. And
further, you know, contaminating the environment,
thoroughly contaminating that entire area. Yep. And we have to do something energy wise to get away from fossil fuels. It has to happen. But that's for another day. I'm gonna.
At one point, it seemed like we were going to get away from that, but it's gotten a lot cheaper lately.
Yeah.
So it's becoming harder to get away from.
Yeah. Freak Five's already talking about one of my stinkos. Let me segue into my stinkos. Howie, if you're listening, I can get you in. Just let me know you're ready. Fuckery on Twitter. I'll get to that in a second. Sheriff Clark. Resigned, so that's a very good thing. It's almost a sweeto, but I have a feeling he's going to end up with a position in the White House, which is not good. I haven't heard the latest. Maybe he's already been hired. There was a nurse that was arrested yesterday, and I talked before I got on the show, and people talked down at me, or they don't understand my position when I talk about police. And this video is going to be a seminal video to prove what minorities have been screaming about for centuries, literally. This woman was a nurse at, I can't remember, maybe Freak 5 knows which hospital, but I think it was in Salt Lake City, Utah. White woman in her, I'm guessing, mid-30s, was a nurse. And what had happened, let me give you a little bit of context. There was an accident, and the driver that was in the wrong hit another vehicle with two people in it. The guy that was in the wrong died. I don't know if at the scene or at the hospital, but he was definitely in the wrong. the two people in the victims. One was burned so bad that he was unconscious. He was the driver. The woman, I guess, had some injuries, but okay. The cop went to the hospital and immediately wanted a blood draw to see if this guy was on drugs, apparently, or something. And we specifically have laws to prevent that, to prevent, you know, people getting your information, the HIPAA laws in effect and stuff like that. And just because you're a police officer doesn't mean that you don't have to go through the proper channels to get blood draws. The guy was unconscious. He gave there was no way he could have gave permission for a blood draw. And the cop was very adamant, and the nurse did her job. She's an American hero. I hope that people watch that video and understand that this lady is an absolute hero for standing up for the United States and for the rule of law. And you know what her payment for that was? She got arrested because she didn't want to give the blood draw. He didn't have a warrant. There was nobody to consent to that blood draw. The guy was unconscious. She pointed it out to the police officer, and he roughed her up, and he arrested her. And that cop should be immediately, and I mean, what's going on? Does somebody got something going on there? Somebody should.
Yeah, it's weird because she's a white woman. Usually they just do like, if you suck my dick, I'll let you off. Right. Usually that's what they do with white women.
Right. So my whole narrative that I've been talking about for years on Grindr has been police brutality, and police in general are pieces of shit. And we always hide behind the fact that these are just a few bad apples, and you know, you can't take them as a whole that way. And, you know, I mean, it's one thing after another, and it's mostly out of good intent, right? But I think this shines a spotlight at exactly what the problem is. It's systemic racism, and it happens with police officers a lot more than what people even know. And I hope this puts a big, big spotlight. And I hope people push for this guy to get fired and put in jail, because I think falsely imprisoning somebody, even if it's for 10, 15 minutes, is exactly what this country is not. This country is not Nazi Germany. This country is the United States of America. And I just can't believe that we let this type of behavior go on and on and on and on. Where does it end? And I have no answer for it, and I wished I did. And it's sad to see, but you know, you can see it online. I'll try to post a link to this show so people can watch it and be just as appalled as I was. And then maybe you can be just as appalled as Philando Castile's wife was, as he was getting murdered in his car, or Gardner, or Tamir Rice, or any. I mean, I could go on and on. I saw a video of a Hispanic dude in Hollywood being harassed by police officers. These guys and women are not good people. They are not working for you. They are working against you. And you know, this narrative of, oh, these are just a few bad apples, I think we need to take a real good hard look at that and understand that the vast majority are bad apples, if not all of them. Because if you're not speaking out against bullshit within the police department, then you are for the bullshit that's in the police department. No question they have a hard job. No question that there's high risk involved in their job, but they chose to do it. And I think we need to vet these people a little bit more. So
I think they need to be trained differently, for one thing. Absolutely. 'Cause I've seen a lot of these videos that even and nothing with nobody getting arrested and stuff like that, where the cops are more a lot more aggressive than they should be. Cops, a job should be going into a situation to de-escalate it.
De-escalate and enforce laws, right?
Where a lot of times I'm seeing cops going into a situation where they escalate it.
Yeah.
Where they do things where it's like, we're all here. Other cops say, "Well, that's not the procedure, but that's maybe I'll do that, or
no,
it's okay, or something like that." But that's not the procedure.
What? Yep.
How is that okay?
No accountability for one. Better police training. I actually think that they should do away with tasers. I think tasers are an awful.
I disagree because I'd rather get tasered than shot.
No, look, if you have to draw your weapon, then you're in imminent danger, right? So the imminent danger, we allow cops to have a gun, and that should be enough.
That's the thing is, it's supposed to be imminent danger, but we've seen far too often cops draw their gun and they fire.
Yeah, maybe.
We've seen this happen far too often where there are people unarmed that are getting shot.
Well, see,
if they were getting tased, maybe they would have lived. No. I would prefer that we take their guns away and they can have tasers, and then we could phase tasers out over time, maybe. But you know what? You see what I'm saying? Like, wouldn't you rather them pull a taser on you than a gun?
Because
if a cop pulls a gun, they intend to shoot.
Yeah. If you want to see my feeling on tasers,
and I have heard a few stories where cops have thought they're grabbing a taser and they pull a gun instead and shot somebody.
Okay, well that's bullshit because they're specifically designed to not feel like a gun, but it's just excuse after excuse.
I'm saying. If they just had the taser though, they wouldn't.
There's something to what you said, Breakman. For the longest time, British cops never carried guns until fairly recently, and their crime rate was way lower than the United States. So there is something to be said about no guns with cops, but we're doing the opposite. We're giving them military weapons like grenade launchers and camouflage uniforms, and it's just atrocious. And if you don't think we live in a police state, then all you have to do is look at Brooklyn and look at the permanently stationed police there that are basically holding those people hostage. And it's just wrong and it needs to fucking stop. It's the rule of law should be the rule of law, not I'm a cop and I decide what's law. It's not a crime to disrespect a police officer. So me going up to a police officer and flipping him off, as long as I'm not touching him, should not require a police officer to take his gun out and shoot
him. I might want to disagree with you on that because there are a lot of obscure rules on the books, and there are rules about stuff like that.
No, they're not.
There are laws against that in certain states.
Maybe local laws.
Maybe not in your state, but in certain states there are.
And you know what? The federal law trumps everything, and nowhere in federal law is it not okay to disrespect a police officer.
Local law where it's not illegal, or I mean where it is illegal, and the cop arrests you for using obscene language in public, or being obscene in public, they can do stuff like that.
No. They can charge you with disorderly conduct, which is different. But if I'm voicing displeasure, like if I was present and when that nurse got accosted by the cop, I would have spoken up, and I would have said, "You're a fucking asshole," and that should not mean that officer arrest me for calling him a fucking asshole.
I agree. I'm just saying that in some states it could happen.
Yeah, well, those states are absolutely wrong, and it's not here in Colorado. I don't know of any federal law that says you can't call a cop an asshole. So.
I'm getting a call from Skype. What the fuck?
Hang on. I think it's.
We got to get our caller on. We've been going on this too long. Let's get on.
Well, I'm gonna get on to my next thing. I had my next stinko lined up. Basically, somebody on Twitter if we don't think racism is a thing, I'm calling out this guy right now. His name is, you said Michael Fux. Obviously, that's not his name. It's at Freedom at Mach 5. So FREEDOMATMACH 5. He's got a total of 6 followers. So I'm pretty sure this is a bot. But if this is a real person, I issued a challenge to him. He's a racist, or he's either a paid bot or a paid person, or he's just a racist. Because me and him went at it. Let me start the thing here, the little thread. Jennifer Jacobs had posted something about John McCain blasting Trump's pardon of Arpaio, which we talked about last week. Let's see. I said nice of him, right? But he stood by and did nothing as that monster broke the law over and over again. Too little, too late. And then this guy says, enforcing immigration law is not breaking the law. It's not what I said he broke the law for, you moron. He's a criminal. Any which way you look at it, Joe Arpaio is a criminal. He enforced immigration law, and I know that upsets you. This guy says, too bad. And so finally I lost it. So it devolved into him accusing me of being a felon. And I said, well, let's put our money where our mouth is.
Just because he's right's not the point.
How dare you, Brakeman? I want to say, for the record, on the show, it's recorded. I
was just kidding.
No. I know.
You don't have to defend yourself.
No. But I'm going to do something here. I'm issuing a $50,000 challenge to this guy, this bot, this whoever the fuck he is. $50,000, I will take any background check. I'm putting up $50,000 of my money. $50,000. That I have less felony conviction, that I have no felony convictions. I've never fucking done anything felonious ever in my life. He's out of ignorance. He says that he guarantees that I've committed more felonies than Joe has misdemeanors. So put your money where your mouth is, asshole. $50,000 I'm putting up of my money. I want to see you put up $50,000 of your money, and I'll take any fucking background check you want to put on me. Period. All right. And to prove my point that I'm not a felon, how do I have a medical marijuana license, you idiot? You can't have a medical marijuana license if you're a felon. I could not even believe this. So when you attack me and my character, that's a different story than you know, other things that go on the show. If you want to debate me like Pizzagate, how he did, very eloquently defended his point. I felt he was wrong. He felt I was wrong. Do we have you on the line, Pizzagate, Howie? Yeah, I don't think we have him on the line, but I have no problem debating people. But when you take it on a personal level and you think that I've committed more felonies than a known criminal, you're part of the problem. So put your money where your mouth is. And anybody who thinks that about me, that I have more felonies on my record than Joe Arpaio does misdemeanors, I'm putting up $50,000. It's an open challenge, mostly to this guy, Freedom at Mach 5 on Twitter, Michael Fuches, which is a fake name. I challenge you, come forward, put up $50,000 of your money, and we'll be good to go. So that's my other stinko of the week, Freedom at Mach 5. Put your money where your mouth is. I've got 50,000 reasons why you should come forward. So let's see it. Let's see it. I want to be $50,000 richer. So let's do this. Let's make it official. You come on the show. You can get me on Twitter. However you want to do it, let's talk about which background checks you want to get, et cetera, et cetera. And get this. I'll even pay for the background check too. So $50,000. I'm putting up $50,000. No bullshit. $50,000. So there you go. That's my challenge. Hope he takes me up on it because I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's see. Did I have anything else? Nope. That's it. Breakman, did you have any stinkos?
We already did my stinko, but I think he's trying to get into us, PG Howie.
Yeah,
I think he's calling us.
Yeah, I gotta call him. So I'll try to get him in the call as soon as I'm able to. But do you have which one did I go over that was yours, Breakman?
Oh, Harvey.
Yeah, Hurricane Harvey. What about you, Eric? I think we did yours, didn't we? Yeah, Bethesda. So it's open. Let me see if I can get Pizzagate Howie. He wants to talk Trump. Which is fine. We got a little time. Let's see if we can get Howie on the line here. Howie, I have to call you, dude. I have to call you, Howie. So I'm trying to get Howie on the line. We'll see how that goes here. But anyways, let's move on. You have any sweetos? Eric? No sweetos. How about you, Breakman? Any sweetos?
Yeah, I went to a Reds game this week. My brother got awesome tickets.
I saw the pick, man. Joey Votto. Yeah. That was really cool.
It was a good game. Yeah. They won, and it was a free food ticket. So.
Yeah. I think we have.
Yeah, when there's free food, I have to get as much as I can.
Oh yeah, man.
I can't help myself. It's free.
Take advantage.
That's the poor kid in me.
Yeah.
Free food, I'm not.
Free food, I'm there. Hey, Howie, do we finally have you on the line?
You finally have me on the line.
Yeah, right on, man. Welcome back to the show, first off. I don't know if you heard my rant this morning.
Yeah, you guys are all over the place today.
Yeah, well, that's what we tend to do, man. We the first half of the show is video games. Second half is fun stuff. So I it's a legit challenge, $50,000. You want to take me up on that?
Come on, man. The guy has six followers, and you're addressing him. Let him bet. It's
no,
you
no,
know, like,
I,
come on. Anybody actually, with six followers that shows up on your feed, forget about it.
No. I agree. I'm not thin-skinned, but I just want I want people like this to be held accountable. So, you know, either you're going to be outed as a piece of shit liar, or you're going to be $50,000. Out of $50,000. So, and it's an open challenge. So anybody's more than happy. If they think that I actually have more felonies than Joe Arpaio has misdemeanors, then let's go. Let's put your money where your mouth is. I'd love to win $50,000 every day for the rest of my life.
First, I think you're being too sensitive about somebody with six followers.
No, that's no. It's not about being sensitive. It's about just proving my point. And if you wanna think that, and you wanna try to make other people think that about me, there's a price to pay for that, and it's $50,000. So.
It may not be a real person, so don't
right.
worry about it.
You know what? If it was a person with a million followers, a verified person, I don't care. The one thing that I don't like is when people call my integrity into question. And to say that I have a felony on my record, then, you know, put up or shut up. So I'm just saying.
That's your decision.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk some Trump here. We've been talking a little bit about Harvey, you know, some other things in the news.
One of our listeners sums it up for you, Howie. He says, LOL, Pizzagate Howie must not listen much. Frank is sensitive about a lot of things.
not sensitive. Just call bullshit out when I see it, man. So let's talk.
But there's a Twitter world and there's a real world. And,
right.
You know, if you pay attention to everything that comes across your feed, you know, it's just you know, trolls and bots are designed to take you off message. And right now, like, you're addressing him, you could be addressing something else.
No,
so,
I totally agree.
I'm
but
just saying. I understand.
I totally agree with you. No, cool. No question about it. But that's what this show is about. It's about discussion, about controversy, about stuff like that. So if we want to get to the crux of some of these matters, then this plays into the narrative, Howie. This goes along with everything that I've been saying for years and years, that the system itself is flawed. And there are racist people in high positions that should not be there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, one of the things last week after on Sunday, you know, they had the thing go down in Berkeley. Mm-hmm. And it's a mishmash of, Antifa, Black Lives Matters, you know, just resist in general. Mm-hmm. And, I went on Berkeley's website, and, you know, their student population is 3% Black, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just find it incredibly funny that, you know, Berkeley is like the epicenter of, you know, the resist movement and inclusion. But if you look at their, student body,
you're right. You're right. But there's a reason for that. I think the Young Turks, I know I go to Young Turks a lot, but I look at other shit too. They did kind of an expose on affirmative action. It's actually working against minorities now in your universities. It's not working for them. They broke it down pretty good. You can check out the video for yourself, but
yeah, I mean, race is a very, very complicated issue, and to cherry pick, you know, this cop killed this Black man, or
it's not cherry picking anymore. I think we're past that. I think we're past that, Howie. We're past the cherry picking moments of police officers doing this. It's not only Black people anymore. If you look at that video where that nurse got arrested, even the most racist of people can look at that video and say, you know what, that woman got roughed up. She shouldn't have been roughed up. I mean, to be dragged out of her place of work.
I'm not familiar with that story. I mean, I was listening a little bit. But...
Oh, dude, it was horrible. It was basically a woman that.
There's bad shit that goes on every day on both sides. That's what I'm saying cherry picking. I'm not saying
you can't equate both sides. Look,
yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that. But you know, there's also, you know, you could tell a different story. Like, for example, when the two police officers in I forget where it was in Florida. It's about 3 weeks ago. I mean, they were gunned down by, you know, a Black man, and it got absolutely no attention.
It shouldn't. And you know why? Because cops are the law, right? They are the law. They're no more special than you. They're no more special than me. I don't understand why all the pop and circumstance happens when a police officer gets shot, but somebody like Philando Castile, who has no shot, who is a good citizen, mm-hmm. who didn't do anything wrong. As a matter of fact, he did everything right. I mean, there's no equivalency there. That's the point, Howie. There's no equivalency. We've got to start handling these people with the same type of treatment that they give everybody else. All right. And this nurse is just a perfect example of it. If you get a chance after the show, Howie, watch it.
I'll check it out.
It's awful. I wasn't shocked. I wasn't shocked. You might be shocked, Howie. My co-host might be shocked, but maybe they won't be. But the whole point is now there's a spotlight on it. Right? Before it's you're cherry picking, like what you said. Like I cherry pick Gardner from New York, or the stuff that happened in Ferguson, or the kid that got shot in Cleveland in a park as he was running away, a Black man that shot out as he's going away. These are not at what point does it become not cherry picking, Howie? That's my biggest issue with everything.
Well, there's 320 million people in the United States, and you know, if you just rattled off, even if you rattle off 20 stories, yes, uh-huh. they're all, I'm not discounting them. It's an awful situation, but we're talking about 20 people.
No.
Now, look,
And what's this that? Extends. This extends, Howie.
I'm agreeing with you. There is a problem.
Do you agree that it's a systemic problem, not just a cherry picking situation? That it's a system wide problem?
Well, I think you have to look at individual police departments, because. Mm. I don't even know where you're from, but I'm not in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's systemic.
Well, there's plenty of people I'm sure in Philadelphia that would tell you otherwise. All you'd have to do is look at the police population of.
But if you look at a small town, if you look at a small town police force with, 50 cops or 20 cops, it's a big difference, then you have a bigger chance of, something, being systemic. Well, I believe there's like 6,500 officers in Philadelphia. Uh-huh, it's probably, uh-huh. I don't want to say it's 50% minority, it's probably pretty close.
Are you aware of the situation in Baltimore and the corruption in the Baltimore Police Department?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, when that guy, I forget his name, he got put in, he got put in the back and taken for that, whatever they call that special ride, and he's bouncing all over and he died. I mean, dude, that's fucked up. Mm. It's fucked up. Mm. And, Baltimore's a fucked up city.
And so is Philadelphia, from what I hear, my friend. All I'm saying is this. If you look at the prison population, why is it that 75% of the population is minorities? And you can't tell me that there aren't as many white criminals as there are black or brown or yellow criminals. What? All right. And here's another thing, Howie. I want you to look online. If nobody thinks we live in a police state right now, look at the nurse video. Look at the videos of Brooklyn and how the police are stationed there. And don't let anybody walk the streets without 24-hour surveillance. All right? So what I'm saying is people have to start realizing that it's a systemic problem, not a situation where there's just a few bad apples. And we have to start training better. Breakman brought up that point. No question, training. We have to vet these people, all right? We give them a gun. We should have all kinds of mental health tests to make sure these people are satisfactory to own a gun, right?
Well, they do. They get put through battery tests.
If you look at any one of those videos, right? Pick one, and you see the way that the police officers conduct themselves. They think they're above the law, right? Nobody is above the law, not even the president of the United States. At least that's what we're taught in school, right? So
did you see the situation?
And how many of us have seen, and this, I know this is minor, but it is a good example. Mm-hmm. How many of us have seen a cop turn on their lights to go through a red light and then turn them back off once they get past?
And this is my point. This is my point. They will argue that there was an emergency situation. I've complained about this one time before. You know where my complaint went? I had a license plate. I had a video. I had everything. You know how far that got? Nowhere. Do you think the cop was reprimanded? Do you think he was told anything? No.
No, he was definitely told about it, and then they laughed at you.
Yeah, then maybe. I doubt it, but, they probably
he's like, hey, listen to this. Some guy complained. He brought in a video of you doing, oh, my God, what a loser.
Right, but yet, I was to do that, if I was to go through the red light, oh boy.
Oh, yeah.
Now we got a problem. Right. Now we got somebody disrespecting me that and I could say, oh, he's resisting arrest, he's doing this and that and the other. I mean, it just goes on and on. When does it stop? That's what I'm saying, Howie. When does this shit stop?
But do you think it's only white cops and minorities that this is happening to?
I didn't say that. I did not say
no,
that.
I didn't say you said it. I was just asking you.
No, I actually think it's a systemic problem. I think the training is all wrong. I think the vetting is wrong. Whatever shit tests they're doing now for these this is our best. These are our best. I think the blue wall of silence has to be eradicated. I think we need better safeguards in that regard. Maybe some community accountability councils or commissions, that aren't bought by lobbyists or paid sure. people.
Sure. Talking and transparency is real good.
Right. But, right. You know, transparency. I think that's what – I think
can I give you a quick story from Philadelphia?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go for it.
You know,
go for it.
It was, I'll say it's like 3-4 years ago, during the Puerto Rican Day Parade, mm-hmm. and it wasn't at the parade, but somewhere like people were just out in the streets,
yeah,
and you know, partying or whatever. Somebody throws a beer into the crowd. Mm-hmm. Okay, and there's police officers.
Oh, what the fuck? Right. Not to complain, but that's a waste of beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
just as a side note, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. And you can look it up because it was caught right. It was caught on camera. It hits a cop. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The beer hits the cop. He turns around. The mm-hmm. guy who threw the beer was like, I guess it was kind of walking. He turns around and there's a woman standing there who did not throw the beer.
Mm-hmm.
He sucker punches her in the face, knocks her out cold, bloodies her face right on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
He was suspended and it went through, you know, suspended with pay. It was like a long trial. He did not get fired and he got back on the job.
Okay.
See, he probably got that pay back too.
Right. And he got
Oh, absolutely. Back pay and, yeah, he was I think he was off for like 2 years. So, you know, and listen, Philadelphia police have been very good to me. You know, when I'm out demonstrating for the most part, mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. they've protected me, you know, extremely well.
Right.
I
actually had the opposite happen with me on quite a few occasions, but that's just anecdotal. You know, personal evidence that I got.
But I mean, there was a clear cut case of, you know, it's assault. I mean, and mm-hmm. you're not mm-hmm. even if you get you get a beer poured on you. The appropriate response is not punching somebody in the face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, under any circumstances.
Right, right, and especially if you're in a position of power. I went toe to toe with the other guys on here on the show. I called mm-hmm. for stiffer penalties for police officers, but they kind of convinced me that that's not going to work. What would really work is actual enforcement of the law on police officers only when they break the law. I'm not saying, you know, put a higher microscope on them, even though they should have a higher microscope because they're our protectors. They're supposed to be our protectors instead of our oppressors. But we really got to take into account the public and what we truly feel about police officers and what's truly going on. I can't tell. I've experienced it myself recently. You know, I've had people issue me violent threats and stuff like that, and I've tried to take care of it with cops. And, you know, there's really no sympathy, no – you know, I wish there was, you know, nothing. It's like, oh, we can't do anything. What do you want me to do about it? It's like, you know, does this guy have to basically kill me before you do something? I mean, what needs to transpire? What lawful options do I have? And I won't call the cops because, you know, I'm afraid because they have a tendency to act a little more aggressive when you're a minority. And that's putting it mildly. That's not, you know,
as a 48-year-old white dude, I can't speak on that, you know, on that experience. So,
no, and,
I mean, it's a complicated issue.
It
and
is
obviously,
complicated, but here's another point that I want to make, Howie, and it ties into Trump. When you have the president of the United States, like, doing false equivocation of what happened in Charlottesville, that adds to the problem. It does not help. You know, instead of saying, you know, we are anti-Nazi. That's why we went to World War II. You know, our veterans served. My grandfather was in World War II. You know, so we fought against Nazis, and now we're supposed to sympathize with Nazis. I'm sorry. We've already been that route, and it ended up with a lot of lynching and a lot of people getting hurt. And
We could have a long conversation. I mean, we're not going to agree on Charlottesville, because I believe that both sides were actually paid to be there. That entire thing was set up. But you know, I don't really want to get into that. I know Nazis were there, mm-hmm. but the Nazis weren't the ones. Like, even the guys that organized the rally, like, they didn't get attacked. The guys in the suits. You didn't see any guys in suits getting attacked. They were out the back door, weren't they?
All I know is that we can't make it equivalent. We can't say Nazis are bad, and at the same time, the people defending, people from getting hurt. There's no equivalence. These people were spewing hate there. And that's what I'm saying. We as a society, as the United States of America, cannot support people that sympathize with Nazis. All right,
but not all people on the right were Nazis.
No, but they were.
All the people on the right were KKK.
I'm pretty sure. Well, okay, KKK.
There was a mishmash of.
Right. Basically, what I'm saying is white supremacy is not cool. That's what I'm saying. And
90% of white people don't support white supremacists. But now everyone's getting labeled as a white supremacist, as a Nazi.
It's happened to me. Look.
Dude, I'm on Philly Antifa's website, dude. Yeah. As a local Nazi and fascist. I am.
Look. I don't think you're a Nazi fascist, Howie. I just think that.
But his point is that how people can perceive other people. Can
no,
be wrong.
I actually don't think it's 90%.
He's being perceived wrong. He's saying that you could be perceiving some people wrong, and a lot of people are. That's just what he's saying.
Okay, let me put to rest any doubt. Okay, if you saw what happened in Charlottesville. And you have a false equivalency in your mind that the anti-fascist, which is what Antifa is, anti-fascist. If you're not an anti-fascist, I'm an anti-fascist. I don't know about you guys. I don't like fascism. I don't want to see fascism take any hold in these great United States. And to let people constantly call you out, getting your grill, calling you an N-word, I've been called everything in the book, and to instigate, constantly instigate and say, like the alt-right always does, that whites are superior and there's a reason why we want a wall. The wall doesn't make any bit of difference. People are going to get into this country regardless. It does not help. It only hurts.
If you want to get on Trump a little bit, I mean, here, the thing about the wall, it wasn't just, because I don't know if you were talking about the drug situation, but it's obviously getting attention. Part of building the wall wasn't just to keep illegal immigrants out. It was also to make it more difficult to have drugs cross the border.
All right.
Because as you know, how much heroin is produced in the United States?
Okay. Let me put something
zero.
To rest here.
Zero. There's no heroin. It's all brought in.
Okay.
Okay. How much cocaine is grown in the United States?
To make a blanket statement about somebody, to say that Mexicans are rapist and
No.
It doesn't matter. I could say the same thing about any race or culture.
Right. Nobody's got the Nobody's got the so, everybody, you know, every group has the, for rapists.
What is the perception of people when you, as the president of the United States, say those things, Howie? What are people are afraid of minorities. Why? Because people always say they're the bad ones. They're the ones that bring the crime. They're just look at this.
When you say people are afraid of minorities, I mean, what do you mean by that?
I mean, a lot of people are afraid of minorities, man. I mean, Donald Trump is scared shitless of minorities, man. He wants a wall.
I think Donald Trump is his biggest problems are with the majority, I think.
Yeah.
For people that don't understand, majority of this planet are women.
Right.
Majority of the people in this country are women.
No, he has a problem.
I think he has a real problem with women.
He actually has a problem with all the above, man. This goes back years, Howie. This guy took out a full-page ad in the New York Times to condemn five people that were proven beyond a shadow of a doubt with DNA evidence that they were not at fault in the rape of that woman. He wanted five people to die because of it. Five people, innocent people. I think one is too many. And anybody that has that clout and does that is a worthless piece of shit scumbag. And well, that's the guy.
I don't know that.
The Central Park Five. You can look it up.
I don't know that. Honestly, just look it up, man.
He brought out a full page thing in the New York Times with his signature on it that he authorized, so that he could bring attention to the Central Park Five and put them to death.
Does that make him a racist?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty racist to want these five innocent black people to die for a crime they didn't commit. He has a history of doing this, Howie. There are so many things that he's done.
I can't speak on the case because I don't know whether they did it. Were they exonerated?
Yes. Absolutely. Okay. Exonerated.
Maybe he made a mistake. Doesn't make him a racist.
Okay, hold on. I would go with that theory that he made a mistake, right? Has he ever apologized? No. There's no apology. There's never anything Trump does. Trump thinks is right, and he will not cop to facts. All right. He comes up.
Everybody, people make mistakes.
Well, it's one thing to make a mistake. It's another thing to say, you know what? I made a mistake. He never ever cops to his mistakes. He's made several. He's been bankrupt six times. He's cheated people out of money. There are a litany of reasons why. And by the way, Donald Trump probably is involved in the child sex rings that you're talking about, Howie. So this guy is no good.
Well, don't say that. Without any proof. No. I mean, I know there was a lawsuit against him. And if you read that lawsuit, and it's from the early '90s, it came out. I don't know. It was filed. I mean, it was filed a couple times.
Last time it was filed, it was like a week.
Hold on a second. Right. It was filed a week before the election. And if you look at the lawyer who filed that lawsuit, it's a patent lawyer from Princeton, New Jersey.
Okay.
Now, why? Solely, I could pull up his name if I went on the computer. Why would you hire a patent lawyer to file a rape lawsuit?
What difference does it make, Howie? Look,
patent lawyers are patent lawyers.
At the very least, we have an immoral president.
You're saying he's part of a sex trafficking ring.
I'm saying you might uncover some stuff in your findings that changes your mind on Donald Trump when it comes to child sex trafficking. Right? I'm not saying it's true.
I've looked, man.
All right.
There's nothing.
Well, there's plenty with him and the Epstein brothers that you can look up. Look up the Death Op Eaters dossier stuff. And you'll find a lot of information about Donald Trump that you – at first
he
I'm like
– knew the guy. And he said Jeffrey Epstein's a good friend of mine. You know, Trump would go around – I mean, he would say that about anybody.
Okay.
You know, he talks. You know, he's a talker.
Right.
I don't know what kind of friend he was with him.
Listen.
And apparently he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago.
Well, whatever the case, I this is what I'm saying about Donald Trump. At the very least, I happen to think that he's a Nazi sympathizer, a race baiter, you know, all the names in the book. But at the very least, the public has to acknowledge that this guy is immoral. At the very least, he's an immoral human being.
That's an opinion.
No, it's not. All you have to do is turn to his own words. Grabbing women by the pussy. Is that okay? Do you go around
is there any evidence that he grabbed women by the pussy? Hold on a second, Frank. How about the five women that came out 2 weeks before the election? One woman was on an airplane 35 years ago.
I'm not going to get on the victim blaming.
Well, no, I'm saying, where did they go? Five women came out. And where did it all go?
Look, Trump settles. All right.
No, you're not answering my question. No, where did they go? Look,
No.
We're not in a press conference with Gloria Allred, and it was proven that she was a liar.
I'm not going to victim blame. I don't do that on this show, all right? I let the processes take out. But when somebody constantly takes settlements, come on, man. Trump University. Have you ever did any research on Trump University? How he stole money from people and claimed bankruptcy and never those people. There was a settlement on that. So he admits guilt. Right. When you take a settlement,
If Trump University was half a scam, and people paid their money and they didn't get what they thought they were getting, okay, then what?
Then it was a scam. Okay. It was a total scam. So we want a scammer in chief. We don't want a president. We want a scammer in chief. We want a guy who talks so liberally about women and how he wants to buy them furniture for sex and all this shit that's on tape. We can look at all this and we can just disregard it because you know what? He's the president. You know what? Fuck him. I mean, he's a low-life scumbag, and I hope he's
done.
I hope.
Has Donald Trump ever done anything good for people?
No, never. Not once. I can't think of one time. Nope.
His entire life, Donald Trump has never done anything good for people.
I'm sure Hitler was good to his kids and to his wife. I'm sure of it. So what I'm saying is Trump is and always will be a two-bit con artist, all right? And he's now he's trying to bankrupt the entire country because guess what? He doesn't have any fucking money, all right?
Frank.
When you go from bankruptcy to bankruptcy, hold on.
$20 trillion in debt, Frank.
Look, what I'm saying is Trump
$20 trillion.
Doesn't have any money, all right? And what happens when you don't money? You start borrowing money from other people. There is no bank in the United States that will lend Donald Trump money. Why? Why? Ask yourself, why? Why won't they do it? Deutsche Bank is the only bank that lends him money, all right? This guy is not a good businessman. He's done nothing but bad to the country. He's regressed us 20-some-odd years.
You're starting to give a lot of opinion and go on a rant. Like let's bring it in and like let's stick to actual facts.
When I bring in facts, you want to dismiss them, Howie.
Just bring up a fact. You're saying he's not a good businessman.
He's not a good business person.
He owns property all over the world.
So what? I could own property too and not be rich.
Well, if I own that kind of property, I might go around and say, hey, I'm a pretty good businessman.
But he's not. He's just not. If you listen to other billionaires like Mark Cuban, this guy is not a billionaire. Why in God's green earth would you want to hold back your tax returns from the citizens of the United States, Howie? Come on, man. Come on.
For what?
Come on. How does it affect you?
They released some and he paid some taxes.
No, they didn't release any. They released one.
Don't matter. Rachel Maddow Rachel Maddow.
Rachel Maddow's a piece of shit too, and I can go into a whole.
Oh wow! All right. Issue. Well, there's something we can do a whole show on Rachel Maddow.
No. Look, I could do a whole show on Rachel Maddow and how her and Brian Williams and all these fucking people that make millions a year that are warmongers and love missiles and bombs and shit like that, right?
I'll tell you. Listen, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah,
I was never a big Donald Trump fan. Yeah. As a matter of fact, like The Apprentice and stuff, and his Donald Trump water and his steaks and I was like, I was like, this guy's a tool.
Right,
this guy's an absolute utter tool. Now, at one point, you know, being from Philadelphia, and I spent way too much time in Atlantic City, and he gets blamed for all that. Atlantic City itself is a complete and utter cesspool.
No question. Okay? No question.
So there is so much corrupt. Now, I mean, for years, they were bringing in way more money than Las Vegas was. Okay. And they never. There used to be projects like two blocks away from Trump Plaza. Like you're coming in off the Atlantic City Expressway, and you like right off to the right, man.
Right.
Like really bad housing projects. You wouldn't go anywhere. So they never put a penny back into the city. And that's why Atlantic City is having everybody was taking their money.
Oh, speaking of that, how many people do you know that have bankrupt casinos, right? Those casinos that Trump had in Atlantic City, what was it? Not the Mirage, but Taj Mahal. Taj Mahal, yeah. Trump Plaza.
Well, Taj Mahal was his downfall.
All of it. All of that casino shit.
No. The Taj Mahal, he needed to bring in $1 million a day just to break even.
Yeah.
He got – that was where his – and that's like late 80s. It's probably like 88 when the Taj Mahal was built.
Yep.
That was his ego. And then, you know, the housing market crash in New York City. I mean, he was like $9 billion in debt. So the Taj Mahal – and it's a friggin' eyesore. It always was. It was just cheesy, gaudy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of the casinos I've ever gambled in.
Yeah.
But he made a mistake. He made a mistake.
Yeah.
Okay, well, but the guy now, if I'm 9B in the hole, like I'm probably jumping off, you know, out of the Trump Tower. You know, not a lot of guys can bring themselves back from that.
He has too big of an ego to do that, man. I keep wishing for that every day that it would just
A lot of guys with big egos who have lost that kind of money have offed themselves. So
I have no sympathy for Donald Trump. I don't think he's a good human being.
What I do think, and this is where I think, and I'm saying, like the whole Apprentice thing and all that. I mean, he turned into like he's everywhere, and I'm like, I didn't like him. I didn't like him at all. I hated him. Okay, but I think he had an epiphany.
Okay, what's this epiphany that he can be stronger than women, not shake Angela Merkel's hand because she's a woman? You know, these are tactics that people like Putin has done before. Like it's pretty much widely known that Angela Merkel doesn't like dogs. She's deathly afraid of dogs. So what does asshat Putin do? He brings his fucking dog to a sit down with Angela Merkel to, you know, make sure that we all know he has a big penis, right? It's the same thing with Donald Trump. He talks a big game, does a lot of shady shit that people give him a pass for. And we're all supposed to think that he is a strong leader, when in reality, he's a fucking weakling. He's a weakling.
Who, Donald Trump?
Yeah, he's a weakling. Somebody on TV yesterday, the best moniker I could give Donald Trump.
Here's the thing. Look. If he is all these things that you're saying, and then some, and he's done all bankrupt, he has no morals and all that.
Right.
You know what? Donald Trump did one thing that I will be forever, ever grateful to him for. And I will stand behind him almost 100% every time because of it. He stopped Hillary Clinton from becoming president of the United States.
Look, he's not the one that stopped Hillary Clinton. The donors were. But listen, the donors. Always have influence, man. The donors. You know, all this bullshit about there were do you not know about the way that the American political process works, Howie? You're pretty astute. I'm sure you know all about the donors.
There are a lot of reasons Hillary lost, and I'd blame a lot of it on her and the DNC.
Yep. No question.
As opposed to Trump actually beating her.
Yeah.
I think she
I think she was
a terrible candidate for one thing.
That's the
narrative. It's not narrative, it's truth, man.
I'm a Democrat. I voted Bernie in the primary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, good.
And the DNC screwed Bernie.
Right. The DNC screwed Bernie. No question about it. I am not a Hillary fan by any stretch of the imagination. I think Hillary would have been awful for this country, just like I think Trump is awful. So
yeah, she would have been awful in ways that were irreparable.
I think you could make the same argument for Trump. Like he's obviously a racist. He doesn't, you know, do anything for poor people. He doesn't do anything. That's the whole point.
He doesn't do anything
but sign useless executive orders. The transmilitary ban is an absolute disgrace.
Damn, executive orders have got to stop, but there's no way they're going to. It's like their presidential pardon. It's another executive power that just – it's the president should not have that power.
Absolutely. Do you realize how many people he's ostracized by tweeting that? How many people has he ostracized? He's ostracized more people than he's gotten to come together. And that's the problem.
Transgender, I don't know if it's transgenderism.
What difference does it make?
It's classified as a mental disorder.
No, Howie, you're not.
It is not a mental disorder.
Absolutely not.
As a mental disorder.
No. Yeah, I know they're working on eliminating that conversation, though.
That's absolute horseshit. And anybody
that's pretty scummy, if you ask me.
We can agree to disagree.
No,
but
disagreeing on this.
You guys are arguing over a word right now, basically.
No, we're definitely disagreeing.
You're agreeing on the same. You're pretty much agreeing. You're just arguing over the definition of a word.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to get into that either because that.
We don't have to because it's not a major issue in the United States, but it's being pushed as a major issue. Population is quote-unquote transgender.
What difference does it make? Do we discriminate against somebody because they're unique? Do we just denounce a whole section of...
They want to chop off body parts. What do you mean? That's what you categorize as
they
unique?
Want, if they want to do that, that's up to them. That's their business. It's not mine.
Maybe we should try to counsel them and make them not chop off their body parts and figure out what is going on inside their head that makes them want to chop off their body
parts.
Maybe
they were just born that way. So why should we?
I've never wanted to chop my dick off.
That's you. That's you, Howie. There are other people that feel otherwise.
And your ignorance on trans issues is very apparent right here.
Yeah, it is, man. You really
self mutilating?
No. It's not mutilation. It's becoming something that's
more than
always
just people wanting to have certain organs or not want to have certain organs.
Right, it's more than that, right. Howie. It's more than that.
I understand. I'm simplifying it like that, but that's kind of a big step.
Well,
do you know any transgender people?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely. How many? Plenty. I don't have to get into details because I don't want.
It doesn't matter how many we know.
It doesn't matter.
Are they?
I could know
zero.
Are they
older or younger?
Does it matter? Older,
well,
younger. Do
you know any ones that are older and have like regrets about it?
Nobody regrets
getting surgery.
No.
Nobody regrets getting the surgery?
Nope. Well, they might have pain that they regret and, you know, certain things like that. But no. These people definitely were supposed to be a
device. Can I rephrase that?
Let's just agree to disagree. We can just agree to disagree. Here's the point, Howie.
When you single out a whole section of people, right, there's a whole section of people in the military that are transgender. When you do that, you are basically assaulting the United States with ignorance and hatred and unforgiving
also,
nonsense.
I'd like to add that if Trump's all about money, and he is, why would he do this? Because it financially does not make sense. Because the people that they'd have to pay to replace those soldiers
would cost them much more expensive. Way more expensive, no question.
Not to mention, they spend a lot more money on Viagra from straight people.
Yeah,
rich friends. That's what they want.
Yep, that's all it's about.
He's doing what his rich friends want.
Look, Howie. We're all in the 99%.
Transgender, it's blown up. I mean,
no,
it's not worth. With all the things that we could be talking about right now, I don't even agree with that.
Just say it's okay and stop and not judge people. Let them do what they do with their lives and worry about the big stuff.
I would like to know
what's going on inside their head that makes them feel that way. And what has happened to them in their lives that makes them feel that way?
What if there was nothing?
We need to do that for most Americans. Mental health is a huge issue in this country. Right. And I'm not saying that's a mental health issue, but mental health is an issue that's not addressed in this state.
Right. Right.
At all in this country. Right.
That's something I can agree with.
It's not being treated properly.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think being transgender is a mental condition
When I say mental condition, I mean that this is who they are mentally and emotionally. And if there are more transgender people that are probably not getting taken care of because they don't know.
Right.
And just like there are a lot of people who have problems.
I think it's important that people are talking about it, and I don't think it's not a big deal.
Right.
Because
I agree.
Obviously, there's a lot of ignorance on the subject, trying to get people aware of the situation.
Yeah, totally.
And because when that happens, people are educated, there won't be issues because people will actually want to help these people.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So that they aren't treated like shit in society and treated apathetically like you've been doing.
But when we treat everybody for mental issues,
Can I give a theory? And it goes back to Pedogate. There are so many sexually abused children in this country that do not get any type of help because people don't know about it and they don't disclose that they've been sexually abused. I think that is what's actually contributing to all the what's that?
I kind of see where you're going there, Howie.
I don't agree. Like what you're implying.
You're implying that
trans people are trans because
I didn't say trans people. No, I said because you segue into mental health in general. I think my theory is that the mental health crisis, and it is a crisis in my opinion, is
a lot of it is
based on the fact that so many children are sexually abused.
I think I could agree, not just sexually, but physically, emotionally. Whether
it's physical, mental, emotional abuse, the bullying situation is just, you know, unbelievable. I mean, I don't have kids, but just being on the peripheral
Trump reeks of being a big bully, Howie. Like he just seems like a big bully. If you were to do business with him, I'm sure he wouldn't treat you very nice either. So that's what I'm saying about this guy. He has no morals. He's not particularly.
As opposed to all the other businessmen that do have morals.
I agree. I think there's a lot of business people that don't have morals.
No, I think he has a moral. It's just his morals are just so far removed from everybody else's.
No. I think he's morally bankrupt, actually.
What I mean is he's hedonistic to the extreme.
I think if it came down to him and his son being in jail, he would throw his son under the bus. And I actually hope we get a chance to see that just so everybody else can see it.
In jail for what? You want to get into Russian collusion right now?
No. I'm not. I'm going to let that process play out, Howie.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost an hour over. I reserve judgment.
I reserve judgment on that. That's for another day. But you know, I don't condemn anybody until they're proven beyond a shadow. But the body of work that Trump has consistently done, and I can't help but point out the Central Park Five. If you look that whole thing up, this guy has a history of doing things that are kind of racist. Matt Damon spoke about how he does business in the movies. You can't do anything on his property unless he's written into the film, which is if that doesn't say everything about Donald Trump, I don't know what does, man. He's something else is what he is. I almost want to believe Alex Jones and the alien theory just so I can apply it to Donald Trump, that Donald Trump is a lizard person.
You really hate this guy.
Oh, I can't stand. Trump is worse. Trump is worse than let me think if I can think of fair. You know, like when you're walking like on some grass and you step in a pile of shit and it's like the worst feeling in the world. When Trump talks, I get that way. No matter what, whatever he's saying, he spews bullshit out of his mouth and it's like I stepped in shit and I have to sit there and pick the shit out of my brain. To pretend that I never heard him.
Getting back, that there was a choice between him and Hillary Clinton, so Hillary would have been a better choice than Donald Trump?
I don't think she would have been better. I think she's just as deplorable and shitty as he is, no question. Bernie should have been president. That's who.
Or
should've
you
been.
Could have you could have gone with Bernie, me, Bernie, who protested Bernie the Bernie election got, by refusing Bernie to
got,
vote.
Bernie would have got eaten alive.
No.
I want a world of, you know, equality and people making, you know, living wages and health care for all. I want that world. Mm. Dude, we're so far fucking from it.
Yeah, but do you think Bernie
would have got any of that done?
Come on, man. I think he would have got at least one major thing done, like health care for all. I think that's the one thing that he would have.
The health care problem, first of all, people need to take care of their own health.
No,
we have an obesity epidemic.
Okay.
In this country,
Howie, I can speak personally on this issue. Okay, not all people that are obese because they want to be obese. Okay, I'm not obese, but I know people who are obese that have certain diseases and certain things, and there's a risk pool that we all know going into that we have to provide for. All right. And that's why Medicare for all is good. All right. Yes, we pay even though we're not using it, but that's how it fucking works. When we buy car insurance, it's the same thing, except now we're playing with people's lives. And that's a little bit different than dealing with a piece of metal. And I think
why are people obese? It's not their fault.
There's plenty of reasons. Like, some people are diabetic that don't get diabetes from eating sugar. So, you know, you can't.
Well, what about all the people that do?
Let me cut in. This is a whole other subject.
Yeah.
We shouldn't, like, if you guys want to stay on Trump, we should do that. But we could do this another day, but really, we're an hour over.
You're right, Breakman. Breakman's being the host today.
Yeah,
everybody needs to eat. Everybody's tired. I'm tired. I need to go too, Howie.
That's cool.
Look, Howie, you know you're welcome on the show. You know, anytime. Anybody else who's listening is welcome to call in. It's RP Grinders on Skype. We do the show every Saturday at 3 Eastern time. And we definitely have controversial subjects. I'm very controversial.
We don't steer away from controversy
Never once have I ever.
Which we think is part of the problem with the rest of the country.
Right. We don't want to talk about these things. They're uncomfortable, and that's why I want to open the discussion. at least. But anyways, anything you want to plug?
And then there are the Would You Rather from Freak 5 Cast, which are just beyond uncomfortable.
Yeah. We didn't have time to do Sweetos this week. Sorry, guys. Howie, do you have any plugs before we leave?
Not really. I mean, I have my own podcast on Tuesdays and Thursdays on UCY.TV. It's called The Traffic Report, as in trafficking.
All right. No, that's cool. We'll definitely have to take a listen. And
Traffic Report. Okay, where is that at again?
That's UCY.TV.
All right, UCY.TV. Nice.
Yeah, midnight's Tuesday and Thursday. Okay. Yep. I'm going to go up when Hillary's going around for her first book signing is September 12th in New York City.
Yeah.
So I'll probably be trolling that.
You no, might be
me,
surprised.
Me and you could have a Hillary bashing podcast.
Look, guys, I could go into Hillary all day long too. Trust me, Hillary is no good person at all.
Nope.
It's
and
a debate.
Trump stopped her. Trump stopped her, and I love him for it.
He didn't stop her, man. He can't even stop his own mouth, let alone stop.
Don't matter, man.
But no,
he can't control his fingers either. Stop.
September 12th, he'll be in the White House, and she'll be at Barnes and Noble in Union Square, New York City.
I don't know. All. We'll see. We'll see where this investigation goes and what happens to everybody's hero, Donald Trump. Breakman, what are your plugs?
You can follow me at @break_man and at @RPGrinders on Twitter. Obviously. I just wanted to keep talking because I didn't get to say a lot.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Break Man and Eric.
No, it's okay. My feelings are hurt, but they'll be all
right. Yeah, right. Eric. Eric, your plugs, man.
You can find me on Twitter at Eric Arpacci, and I've written for a number of sites like BostonBastardBrigade.com and TotallyJam.com. And right now there's a review on TotallyJam.com for Pyre. That's for the PS4 and PC. And you can check that out. Otherwise, there's my YouTube channel, Funny T Man.
Yeah,
I haven't done anything lately, but it's there.
Yeah. All right. I want to thank everybody in chat. I know I didn't really read chat all that much, but Freak 5 was in there. Dungeon Buster was in there. I didn't see if MXT showed up, but thank you guys so much. I appreciate you listening to me rant and rave and talk about stuff that's on my mind. Really, really happy that you guys were in there. If you're listening on the archives, check us out on YouTube, Ustream, Twitch, iTunes, etc. RP Grinders. Look it up. You'll find lots of interesting topics ranging from lately politics, but we talk about aliens. We talk about all kinds of shit. So, you know. Just tune in if you want to be part of the show. Give us a shout out on Twitter. Other than that, have a safe weekend this weekend. Don't do anything that I wouldn't do, which isn't much. But anyways, have a great time this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we're out. Later, guys.